are back, live and local, on the Power Trip.
Yeah, he's on a couch playing with himself.
That's quite the tug.
Is that you, Terry?
Terry?
Yes, it's me. I have diarrhea.
Get out of the bathroom, Terry. Get on out of here.
I have bad diarrhea.
You alone in there, Terry?
All right, stop.
Who are you shushing?
What?
Who are you shushing?
Nobody.
No, why would I do that?
I would never do something like that. First of all, I have a girlfriend who I love very much.
Her name is?
Michelle.
Michelle. What's she look like?
She's super tall.
Uh-huh.
And she's got...
How tall?
Sweet boobs. Uh-huh. No, I live here. It's where my house is. I have 17 houses where one of them is.
Listen up. The ratings just came in for last month. We are number one. We just grabbed every key demographic.
Super duper.
That's nice. Way to go. Neato, gang.
Yes.
Boy, that is good news.
And they always have those body function commercials on that Wheel of Fortune Jeopardy hour, you know? You know the commercials I'm talking about. Yes, Ex-Lex works gently during the night to relieve you quickly in the morning. Now, you know everybody over 40 is going,
yeah, but I want to know what time in the morning.
Because you don't want to be asleep when this stuff blasts you off. This product works. You know, because you'll have to sell your bed and your home.
We have a nice little four-bedroom. I wouldn't go in there just now. If you'll come over here in our den area, you'll see we have a room.
But you ever look in a desk drawer, anybody's desk drawer, any desk in the world, you open that top, flat, middle drawer, not the three on the side, or the two that look like three. The desk is lying. But that top middle drawer, did you ever notice there's always 4 cents in the tray? I take it, you know, that's it. You leave it around, I'll pick it up.
See, you survived it. It wasn't that bad.
Nah, no, it's over. Unbelievable, right?
Goes quick.
Life just does go quick, and I'm not breaking news here by telling you that, but today's September 4th, brother. Today the kids are back to school.
Yeah,
today is the day.
Life moves pretty fast if you don't stop and look around once in a while.
It's speech time.
You may miss it.
You're a righteous dude.
Thanks. Oh. Yeah, good. The other nightmare is over. Not just the state fair for you, but again, the kids going back to school today.
Yeah.
It's about goddamn time.
Yeah.
Send them back.
When Cameron was in Egypt, let my Cameron go.
What? Freedom.
They may take our lives, but you know.
I've never seen that movie.
Oh, you should. It's pretty good.
It is really good.
It's pretty good.
So, standard Power Trip Morning Joe. We're back to the normal grind, and it's officially now football season because NFL season kicks off 2 days from now, and the Vikings are on Sunday.
Yes.
And the Vikings' opponent, the San Francisco 49ers, don't have their running back, Jerick McKinnon.
Nope. Or Joe Montana.
From
what I can tell. Not playing. I don't know. I don't even see him on the list.
Or T.O.
That's okay. Jerry Rice not playing.
What happened? You know?
I think he retired.
Oh.
Boy, that team was dominant in my youth.
Oh, yeah.
You guys remember when they were that dominant?
Yeah, they were
dominant?
Good when I was a kid.
Well, yeah, Steve Young, good. But I'm talking Joe Montana dominant. Like, they broke my heart when they beat the Cincinnati Bengals, because we finally had something to celebrate. And then they stomped out Boomer Esiason.
Classic
good
Boomer.
He was
very good.
Very, very was. Yeah.
Not a lot of Boomers.
You know what? There's not. You make great points.
I don't know if I can name another one. I mean, Chris Berman's nickname
is
Boomer.
That's what they call him, yeah. That's a good point.
I don't think there are anymore.
Can't think of another Boomer.
Maybe that's the way it's supposed to be.
Maybe it is. Did you guys stay at the fair for a while yesterday?
Like an hour.
Yeah, what'd you do?
Cheese curds.
Walked around by yourself?
I did get that mini donut beer.
Oh, yeah, what'd you think?
It's all right. I think it got overhyped.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Forrest said it the best, meat sauce, when we were sipping it with him.
Thanks for the invite.
You got to have that sugar on the rim.
Thanks, buddy boy.
Once the sugar on the rim, Paul, is gone,
yeah,
and there's nothing on the rim, it doesn't quite taste like a mini donut anymore.
Everything's so better.
Keep that sugar on the rim.
Everything's better with a glazed rim.
Yes.
Legitimate question. Why did you guys invite me to go have a beer with you?
I didn't have a beer.
Well, it's twofold. Number one, we didn't know we were going to make a lap. We basically were going to go to Cheese Curds and Out, uh-huh, and then we looped back for the mini donut beer after the fact.
Right.
And then number two is we just assumed, A, that you hate us, and then B, that you wanted to leave the Minnesota State Fair as soon as possible.
Mm.
I just assumed you were going to leave at 10:01.
Yeah, after what you said before, what you said before the show started, I thought you'd leave at like 9:30.
I was out of there right around then, sure. But it's about the invitation. You know, yeah. John Bonus, am I right?
Hi, John.
Hi, right, gang.
John? Isn't that right, John?
It is about the invitation. There were a lot of rubes at the Ballpark Cafe after the...
On Friday night?
Yeah, if on Friday night. Having beers and thanking me for the beer recommendations that I was making.
Did you try the mini donut beer?
Yes, I did. I liked it too,
but I think I can only drink one. In fact, I did, and I said that was about as much as I could take. Oh, and I'm not kidding about the sugar stuff. Once the stuff's off the rim,
mm-hmm, then it's just an amber beer.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah. It's about right. I mean, it's not overly. They're not magicians.
So you're willing, John Bonus, you're willing to say,
well said,
keep Bonus that rim sugared.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, I'll let John you say Bonus.
Yeah, sugar rim.
Yeah.
I've had that.
Yeah. We've all been there.
It's Tuesday, so it's not Monday, which is a cool thing. It's Vikings season this week. That's cool. I mean, the NFL starts on Thursday. Pretty good game on Thursday night, if I remember correctly.
Falcons-Eagles.
Yeah.
Yes.
That shouldn't be bad.
With Nick Foles instead of Carson Wentz.
Yeah.
Great interest of that in my household.
I bet there is. Yeah, I bet there is. So that's happening.
I'll watch it.
And, you know, the kids, again, watch out for the school buses and junk. Abigail's got to be on the bus at 6:40 this morning.
Oh,
early start.
Yeah, man.
Why so early?
That's when they pick her up.
Are you serious?
Every day, 6:40. Man.
Yeah, every damn day.
Holy moly.
I know.
That's so early.
It's so early. I know. It's like, I don't know how they expect them to do any good at school if they're never, ever asleep.
Bailey's 8:40.
Really?
8:40.
Man, that's pretty cool. I mean,
6:40.
I understand the wisdom of getting them in there and getting them out of there, but that just seems early.
Yeah, what time
early
is she done then? About 3?
1:50.
1:50?
Yeah.
Well, obviously that's the difference here, but my gosh.
That seems ridiculous, right? I'd rather her like get picked up at 7:40.
Yeah.
And get out at 2:50.
Yeah.
Of course.
Right.
And I'm sure there are schools in your district that have that.
That have that, and I know they do it for reasons.
Right.
Like,
they're trying to get 3 pickups done in the in the morning and 3 pickups done in the afternoon for the buses.
It's just, I don't know how you expect them to be awake for the first hour. I guess they have to listen to the Power Trip Morning Show.
Or take uppers.
Yeah, or that.
I don't even know
if you can get those anymore.
Yes, you can.
Can you? You know a guy?
Yeah.
Well, good.
Paul is a guy for every drug.
For God's sakes, that's not true. I've been trying to get boner pills for months.
And steroids.
I know a guy for that.
You keep saying that, but I still don't have boner pills.
I'm sad.
By the way, you don't need to know a guy.
Yeah,
you can get those anywhere.
And plus, we know a guy who's taken them. I've sat next to him when he's taken them. And he said, quote, "Don't touch me, I'm rock hard."
I know, but listen, Chad Abbott asked you not to tell that story anymore.
I know, and it was at work, which is super
and,
weird.
And, you know, he coaches children, and they don't want him to know. We don't want him to know.
I mean, it was so bad, he couldn't get near the printer.
I know, that's how he rolls.
Stopped.
By the way, I'm sorry, left turn, but imagine that. It's, what do we call Tuesdays?
Tangent Tuesdays.
Yeah, whatever. Have you guys, any of you yet, have you seen the new Jumanji with The Rock?
What? No.
Yeah, I've seen parts of it.
I'm going to tell you, it's not going to win any awards. That's not my point. But first of all, The Rock is so charming. And second of all, the whole storyline where Jack Black, where, you know, they get sucked into a video game, okay? And the girl, the really pretty girl who like doesn't like anybody and is super pretentious, gets sucked into the game. And she doesn't know, because the name of the character is Ashley, that it's a man. So she gets in and she's Jack Black. And one of the funniest storylines, which isn't very long because it's a kid's movie, they don't spend too much time on it, is her trying to deal with having a penis. And Jack Black does a fantastic job. And he gives Joe Jonas a hug at one point. And Joe Jonas walks away, and The Rock and the other guy look down, and they go, you got an issue there. And Jack Black, as the girl, looks up and goes, these things are crazy! It's hilarious, man. Learning to pee for the first time? Legitimately, it's worth watching that movie to watch Jack Black pretend to learn to pee for the first time. It's very funny. It's very funny!
It made a lot of money.
It's a good little film.
It also did very well with the critics.
It's a good little film. Yeah. And they do a great, sweet little thing for Robin Williams.
Oh, do they?
Yeah. Joe Jonas looks up at the house he's living in, and there's the character that Robin Williams played in the first Jumanji. His name is carved into the wall in the house, and one of the characters goes, "Who's that?" And he said, "Oh, I think it's Adam or Aaron or something like that." He said, "Oh, that's Aaron. He built this place. We just live in it," which is a great way to say that.
Yeah.
Right? That's a great thing to do. Right?
Did you heave? Yes, you heaved.
Of course I heaved. You know what? I won't say that I heaved, but I did. I did throw a little salt, a single.
That's where you're learning to use it for the first time.
Boy, that was weird. I talked Jumanji in the first segment of the show. I didn't mean to.
Who had that on the bingo card?
No one. We should do Power Trip Bingo.
I've said that for years, literally, haven't I? I've been thinking, trying to find a way to do that for years. But see, the scale of that is enormous.
Yeah, that's true.
You know? It
feels like something Power Trip Bets or Power Trip Quotes should be helping out.
Yeah, why don't they just do it for free?
Those guys are all cool.
Why are we putting effort in?
I met Quotes, I think, for the first time at the fair Friday night. He's the guy who had the Ohio Marg shirt.
Yeah, which was brilliant.
Yeah, put the G there. And then who did we meet yesterday? The guy who had me.
Smitty Ume.
That was Smitty Ume.
Yeah.
And that was not
Drunk
John Creasel.
No, who we've never met.
Right. Okay, cool. Now, that's where I get confused. Such cool people.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah, man.
Yesterday was fun. Yesterday was the highlight of my Labor Day.
Was it really?
Yeah.
So Labor Day
was
the highlight of your Labor Day.
No, sorry. Working the show with you two was the highlight of my Labor Day.
That's cool, man. I'm glad to hear that. That's good. I had a sweet, thick burrito before I left, and then I stopped for a malt on the way out.
Did you go to the Christmas store?
I went by the Christmas store. Nothing too great.
Oh.
Nothing too great.
Because you know it'll just be thrown out.
No. No, I don't let that stop me.
No. Did you spend the same amount of money at the fair as you did at the Ren Fest?
Nah, it's too packed, man. Even yesterday was too packed for me. And I think I figured out why I like Ren Fest more than I like the fair. I think I really figured it out.
Yeah, the wenches.
Well, not just the wenches, but people going to the Ren Fair are going there because they love that place and they want to go there. I get the idea that a lot of people at the fair just got no place better to go.
Yeah. Got free admission somehow. You can ride the bus for free. Just wander.
There's probably a little bit of fear of missing out as well.
Yeah.
Right? When you hear that 270,000 people went to the state fair last Saturday.
Maybe.
There's a lot of neighborhood pressure. Hey, we're going to the fair on Thursday. Have you gone yet? No.
No, I don't want
everybody in the entire neighborhood's gone except for me. I should probably take the kids or I'm a bad parent. I didn't take my kids this year.
Well, I'll tell you what. I got to remember next year to go when the state fair is going to the Ren Fest. And probably Valley Fair is the same thing. I would imagine that's the best time to go to those places when the state fair
is
going on.
I think the thing with Valley Fair, though, is everyone thinks that, so then everyone goes.
Is that right?
I think Valley Fair is pretty crowded during the regular fair.
I like the
because
fair.
Everybody says, well, we're not going to go. And then, well, no one's there, so let's go. That sentence made no sense. Jesus, Lord.
I had that on my bingo card for sure.
You did? Was that on your bingo card? Did he would say sentence?
That he would struggle to get through his own sentence before 5:50.
Valley Fair Wales.
It's free space. I got Hawk with Jumanji.
Except when it turns to Spooky Fair.
You don't like Spooky Fair?
No.
Valley
I
Scare?
I don't like scary things.
As you're saying that, I'm looking at the tweet, the gif that John Creasel just tweeted of a man in a pumpkin head doing a sweet dance.
That's from a porn he watches.
No. If that was from a porn, you'd be able, that guy's wearing a black spandex outfit. Yeah. You'd know that he had an armadillo in there.
Jesus.
hey, John.
Yes, sir.
Is baseball season still going?
Yes.
Basically it, though. This is basically
not
it.
Not much. Well, I should mention that we do have a Tuesday Taproom tour tonight.
But what time that matters, it's Tuesday.
You cannot get tickets anymore, but it would have been nice.
How much money are you making off of those? A couple months mortgage?
Yeah, that's
nice.
Just
milking your favorite listeners.
That's exactly right.
They're super fun. I've been to two of them. They're very fun.
Oh, thanks for the invite. I feel like Chris Hockey at the State Fair.
You feel like me everywhere. I don't get invited out with the Bursich and PA and Wabi.
Yeah,
why don't people like me? I thought I was a nice guy.
Do you want to go to that?
No, but I want to be invited.
Did they do the thing that we always talk about?
I will invite you both next time.
Thank you very much.
At some point, I just kind of decided I was bothering you, pestering you by inviting you. But you're right. It's always nice to be
invited. That was the right answer. Yeah, just say, would you like to come? And know that I'm going to say no, but it's not because I don't love you.
Understood.
I love you.
I'd like to
be invited. Thank you. Well, they loved you at the fair the other night.
They loved everybody.
They did. They screamed for you. Scream for me, Long Beach!
What?
That's an Iron Maiden thing.
John, just a heads up in the future.
Great point.
Only invite me to things that I want to go to. So somehow you're going to have to sense whether or not I would actually want to say yes. And then if I would want to say yes, you're going to be required to invite me to those things. But please don't ask me to go to things that I don't want to go to.
That is a very, actually, you think that's difficult. That's actually very simple.
Can I tell you something?
That's true. Hey, you want to go to Canes? Sure. Want to go play cards? I would have in the past, but now I'm permanently retired. Hey, you want to go sit in your basement and do nothing? Sure, come on over.
Speaking of that.
Uh-oh.
I was in the line to get an alcoholic beverage at the State Fair for somebody else. And a gentleman comes up to me and gives me knuckles, and he says, I like the show. I said, thank you. And he said, I'm one of the guys who beats Corey at poker all the time.
Yeah, get in line.
And I go, no kidding. I said, but you know, I bet you miss him. He goes, oh, no, he still plays.
No, that's not true.
I said, really?
Permanently retired.
He said, he tells you he's permanently retired, but I play against him all the time. And I said, well, that's ridiculous. He's lying to me. And I said, well, what's his problem? He goes, you want me to tell you what his real problem is? And I go, yeah. And he goes, he thinks he's a better player than he is. That's what he said. That's what exactly what he said.
How is Blake Bond?
I don't know who Blake Bond is.
Blake would argue the opposite.
He's one of the best poker players in the state.
But Blake is playing poker. Perhaps Blake is playing mental poker with you, telling you the exact opposite of what your real problem is.
No, he's not afraid of me.
Yeah, no,
Blake doesn't have to play mind games with me to like make sure I don't beat him.
That's pretty good.
None of that matters. I'm permanently retired.
No,
they can all be better than me.
I've been told the opposite of that.
No.
I think you're catfishing me.
No, yeah. I'm done playing.
What are you doing this weekend?
I don't know, something else. I'll find something to do.
You got to work on Sunday.
Oh, great.
Damn goes the side.
Oh, that's back.
Front page sports from the Power Trip Morning Show returns after this on the Fan.
Good morning, everybody. Good news. Steve Guttenberg has broken his silence. You've wondered where he's been. Now we don't know still.
But he's
but
loud.
He has broken his silence.
Where is he?
We don't know. But he's broken that silence. And he has revealed. He's revealed. A new police academy movie. A new Police Academy movie is on the way.
Your thoughts? Interested?
Well, this will be the sixth, I think, right?
Well, there was Police Academy 1, really? And then there was Police Academy 2, and there was Police Academy 3, and there was Police Academy 4, and then there was Police Academy 5.
Remember 5? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which, so wait, was Assignment Miami Beach 5?
That was 3.
And Citizens on Patrol 4, maybe?
That was 4, I believe.
How do you know?
Citizens on patrol.
We are citizens.
I like the little bass line in that theme song.
Yeah,
I watched that a lot.
I've never seen it.
Yeah, well, at one point, man.
You did not.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Dude, and they used to be on USA Network
over and
all the time. On USA in the 90s. The decade, not the club downtown.
Well,
I mean, I've seen it there too. We've done marathons. Yeah, don't forget, you know, like Assignment Miami Beach came out and there's a bunch of chicks in bikinis.
What?
So, at that point in my life, that was important to me.
Yeah.
Very, very important to me.
Yeah, now you've moved on from chicks.
Right.
Yeah, man, he's a married man.
I don't know. I don't know if it would work, but why not?
Why not? I think if they take it a little more seriously, it might work.
Or take it significantly less seriously, right? Right. Have as much fun with it as possible.
Yeah, I don't mean that. I mean, like, brought in real actors. You know what I mean? Like, really went after it. Really tried to do a good job.
Why would they do that?
As opposed to
you want a reboot of the Police Academy series? Is
yeah,
what you're saying.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You want a reboot?
Who's no longer with us?
The guy with all the guns.
Tackleberry.
The woman with the huge jugs and the short blonde hair.
What?
Her name? Hang on, don't tell me. Hooks was the short little black gal, right?
Yeah,
that
she's
was
still
Hooks.
With us. Yep. Mm-hmm.
At Hightower was Bubba Smith.
He's dead.
Tackleberry was, I forget that guy's name, David something.
Spade.
We still got Bobcat.
Bobcat's still with us.
He's actually here in the studio.
Really? That is not somebody I would have guessed would still be with us.
He's still with us.
Later.
Best friends with Robin Williams.
Wait, Kim Cattrall from Sex and the City was in Police Academy?
Yeah.
Yes, she was.
God, what was the gal's super...
Really? She was born in England?
I believe her name was Teets McGee.
Oh, yeah.
You know who I'm talking about. I don't remember what her name was, but she was so hot. Remember when she knocked Bob, or maybe it was Gutenberg down and like straddled him? Like she was teaching him how to fight?
Oh, my God. You were
pause, rewind. Yeah.
As a kid that was watching this in the 90s, will never forget when she jumps into the pool when they're learning life-saving techniques.
Yep.
She jumps into the pool and she goes, all right, now who wants to save me? And about 90 guys go flying into the pool to try to save her. And she has to swim away. Yes, Paul.
Is that Mrs. Fackler?
No.
Oh. Hello.
So good.
I'm looking it up.
Commandant Lassard, Captain Harris, Captain Mahoney. I can remember everybody but her. I can't remember her name, which is weird.
That's so
how
weird.
Somehow her name escapes me, but her image is burnt into my brain.
Oh, yeah, right on, man.
When somebody finds it, just give me the first letter, because I'm
right
really
now.
Mad that that's the one I'm not
is this
remembering.
The one who's dead?
No, she's alive. I was wrong. She's alive.
Is this her real name?
No, the character's name.
First or last?
Either.
C.
Okay.
Last.
Yeah, okay.
Soon, you're going to remember it immediately. You're going to be mad at yourself.
Yeah.
She still looks great.
I got nothing.
Those things didn't sag at all.
That's not
Jesus
true.
This is Christopher Allen.
Now, who wants to save me? The best.
Captain.
I got nothing.
Callahan.
Damn it.
Captain
all right.
Callahan. Oh, she was on Laverne and Shirley.
Oh, Tommy Callahan. Big Tom.
She's 69 years old.
Of course she is.
Would ya?
Out of respect, she's a great actress.
She is?
Yes. She was also in Laverne and Shirley and Police Academy. Those are her credits.
Yeah, she was also in something called Beast Mode.
By the way, you know, we just joked about David Spade. You know what? Because I can't remember Tackleberry's last name. David some Graff, maybe? Is it Graff? Doesn't matter. Mm. David Spade was in one of the...
That's right.
I forget which. I think it was Citizens on Patrol. I think he was one of the guys that was trying to be a cop. So I'll look that one up. I think he was in Citizens on Patrol.
The David Spade?
The David Spade.
Is that when we knew
super
it was going
minor
sideways
road
for him?
No, this was
very
pre
early, yeah.
Him being
no,
a big deal.
Before it's Tommy
a
huge Boy. Deal, no. Mm-hmm. He was in 4.
Citizens on Patrol,
1987,
correct?
Yeah.
Hold on, Citizens on Patrol was 1987?
He was in The Facts of Life. He was also in Baywatch. Guess what his character's name was?
David.
BJ. It's funny. Hawk, have you ever watched...
probably. Here's a weird thing. Go ahead.
Baywatch porn?
Baywatch porn.
That has to be a thing, right?
Well, I'm sure that it is.
Just lifeguards in general?
Here's an odd... Here's an odd fact about Captain Callahan. She sang... in real life, the national anthem at Super Bowl XVII. So, 17?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Here's, early 80s? Do you remember Police Academy Mission to Moscow?
What? No, I never saw that one.
I didn't even know that existed. I missed one of them. What the hell?
When was that?
And Chris's Tuesday is ruined.
Mission to Moscow was 94.
Yeah, tough break.
Yeah, whoa. David Graff, dude, you nailed it.
Whoa,
David Graff.
Was David Graff.
Hockey. Yeah. Go back to Police Academy Mission
Hold
to
on,
Moscow.
I got to do this because Brandon always forgets.
Brandon, get on the damn bag!
Watch and those click, testes, buddy.
Click on the poster.
Of which one?
Mission to Moscow.
Click on the post. Oh, yeah. See?
Look
See?
On the right.
Yeah, I know. They even, a cartoon version of her has huge utes.
Hmm. Has huge utes?
Yeah. The two utes.
Genius.
I could hardly believe. I forgot. That's a Pat Proft movie.
When I heard the news today.
Holy crap. Man, he's funny.
The Astros 4-1 over the Twins. The Houston Astros had just four hits, but two of them were home runs. Gibson went seven innings. Four hits, four runs, five strikeouts. Look it up on your phone. Logan Forsythe has been mostly awesome since he's joined the Twins. Yeah. He's 1-for-4. His batting average now a scathing 311.
311, the Beatles of rap rock.
Up next at 7:10 tonight, Mr. Kate Upton, Justin Verlander, takes on the Twins. Now, normally, when Justin Verlander's taking on the Twins...
Go on.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It has absolutely nothing to do with baseball. This is super objectifying, but did you see last week when Kate Upton's pregnancy videos hit the internet?
I did not.
Sauce, I know
I did
you did.
Not.
Yeah, of course.
Let's just say all of our predictions, which were pretty obvious and like almost 100% can't miss, were 100% accurate.
Is that right? And
she's so hot.
That lucky son of a bitch.
Yeah.
Breastfeed till I'm 30.
Jesus, Lord Christopher.
My God.
Yeah. She's so hot.
It's insane.
I bet she's
show,
nice
go watch
lady.
This. Watch. I love when we derail
okay.
Chris.
Okay.
Go over to Chris's computer. And just bring up that What Would Tyler Durden Do video. And let's see how fast we can lose Chris for the rest of the show.
What?
It was on What Would Tyler Durden Do That's last week.
It. You're just looking at random boobs.
No, he's doing Police Academy research.
I really am.
Fries in four different markets.
What?
Shut up.
What are you being mean of?
All right, you ready?
Sure.
Now what are you doing? Are you looking at that lady's boobs?
Chris is going to derail
are
when he sees this.
Are you buying an autograph picture?
No, I'm not buying
yes,
an autograph picture.
Yes, you are.
I'm not. He's, what? Okay, are you going to show me your pictures? You get derailed by derailing me.
I derail you.
Look at Pete Davidson.
Don't read that, but read that.
Would you just get to the bit?
It's unbelievable.
I can't even keep him focused for 30 seconds. Aki. He's got to stop and sidetrack on other bits.
Did you just call me Aki?
Aki.
Oh, my Lord.
There's some of them.
No, do the video.
I just sent you guys a text, by the way. Take you back to your ute. Are you going to click on it or what? And get your crank away from me. Look how close he's sitting to me with his crank. Holy mackerel. Oh, my gosh.
Yep.
Her poor back.
Look at this. Hardest working back in show business.
Oh, yes.
Hit play.
All right. Boy, oh boy. My, oh my. Goodness sakes.
We got one.
Yep, he's done for the show. It's a vacation day.
Hallelujah. Goody, goody. Wow.
We've learned outside of wow, every one of his reactions when he sees an attractive lady is repeated. Goody goody. Like,
he's
my
lost.
Oh my. Wowie wowie.
That's the kind of thing that makes you want to high five God.
It's the kind of thing that makes you want to be Justin Verlander.
Yeah, those are amazing.
They're pretty nice. What are we talking about again?
We lost
Who
him.
Knows?
The New York Jets named rookie quarterback Sam Darnold their starter. And you guys like stats, right? You want to hear some stats that I actually, again, could not believe when I heard them, and then I didn't bother looking them up.
No,
I
didn't care. I love stats.
There are some statistics that I'd like to share with you now, and they are numbers.
Sam Darnold will be the youngest opening day quarterback in NFL history.
Is that...
Doesn't that seem impossible? But he will be 21 years old, 97 days. He'll be the youngest opening day quarterback in NFL history, when the Jets and Lions square off Monday night.
Okay, opening day quarterback.
Opening day.
Okay, cool.
So obviously there have been other younger ones that debut in their rookie year, but not first game of the season. To that point, this also sounds impossible, but I guess it's not. He is also going to be the first rookie quarterback ever to start his team's season opener on Monday Night Football.
Wow.
He's only the seventh first-round quarterback to ever make his first start on Monday Night Football. Trubisky did it last year against the Vikings. Remember that? Like week four or five. It did not go well.
No.
But before Trubisky, the last one that did it was Aaron Rodgers in 08, where you make your first start on Monday Night Football. He's just the seventh guy to do it.
Hmm.
So I would have never guessed it was this rare. You know, not super, super, super common, but not historic.
Yeah.
I had no idea it was that historic.
Youngest opening day quarterback in NFL history, Sam Darnold.
I heard Boomer Esiason last night say that, who follows the Jets quite a bit daily, say that he anticipates him being making $500 million in salary before his career is through.
That's not a salary.
Because he's primarily because A, quarterbacks get paid so much. B, that he thinks he's going to be a very good quarterback. And C, he's just so young, he could play for 20-some years.
Hmm.
Or 17 to 19 years. I thought that was a fairly aggressive take to start out with for a guy who hasn't played an NFL game. But I started doing the math. I'm like, well, it's not totally crazy to think that he could make $500 million in his career.
No, not if he's good. Vikings season starts Sunday. They're hosting the San Francisco 49ers. The Vikings are 6-point favorites, -260 on the money line.
Okay.
You just don't want to bet?
No.
I'm surprised it's that high.
Yeah, they're big favorites.
I don't think I want to bet. Seems like a sucker bet.
I'd bet.
I think they win.
Yeah, I think they win.
Huge.
I think they win huge.
You want to go that way? I'll go the other way.
You're going to bet against the Vikings week one.
Six points.
Yeah, six points.
I'll take them.
Let me think about this.
Okay.
That's just so unlike you. But
no,
I'm normally the one that
win, but...
I try to bet with my head, not with my heart. But I'm the one that normally takes advantage of your Rubio.
$50, Hawk?
This one I feel really good about.
I don't know about yet. I don't know. You guys are talking me out.
I'll take the other side.
Really?
You'll take the Niners, +6, on the road, opening week against Kirk Cousins.
Yeah.
Okay.
Goodness sake.
How much?
Let's throw 20 on it, sure.
In.
Okay, well, just now you're boring.
Okay.
No, I'm in. No, $20 is fine. Bonus, it's just a friendly bet between two friends. Hawk, you want to do 50?
You guys want to put
$4
on this?
You guys talk me out of it. I'm going to let John take the pain.
I just think it's weird that
you've said that before.
In general, forget what the spread is, that you're willing to bet against the Vikings week one.
Again, I know they're going to win,
at home.
Six is a lot.
That defense will be all revved up. Yeah.
Yeah, you know what? I'm not going to do it. You talked me out of it. Thank you.
And who have I got bets with? One or both of you?
Me.
Just
I don't know.
$20.
Core.
$20. I mean, fine.
Yeah, head core.
Power trip bets.
Here's the problem. Is last time I won a bet from you, you paid me in dimes, so I'm not going to trust you with a $50.
That?
But did I not pay immediately?
Yeah.
By the way, do you have any people?
You're like... Technically, yes,
you
did. You paid me right away.
Do you know still owe Nordo and Parrish money?
Not me.
I don't think I paid him.
I
don't think I do either.
No, but like, I think it's everybody but the three of us.
Huh.
Well,
and people still owe me money from the
bet. Where's my money, Brian?
For what?
Who owes you money and for what bet?
The U.S. Open? No, the PGA Championship.
And who owes you money?
If you don't know the name of it, you don't get your money.
Carly Parrish.
There's no such thing as a PGA Championship.
PGA Championship.
Although I've won the PGA Championships before. When you put the silky ones on and you're all snuggly.
Oh, I love that championship.
Me too.
Yeah. But
you have a killer dumpster.
Hey.
I do?
Yeah, you do. Hey, if I owe you money, you got to tell me. You know I forgot.
I don't know if you do.
See, okay, hang on a second, though. That's also your fault now if you literally don't know who has paid you and who has not.
No,
you have to keep track, and then they're supposed to pay you. But if you're like, I don't know if you've paid me yet, well, then that's a no.
Well, I know Carly hasn't paid me.
We'll shake her down in an hour.
I'd love to.
Okay, say that to her husband.
Coming in? Oh, I would. I don't know.
Speaking of her husband, do you know that we're less than 2 weeks away from the Wild's first preseason game?
More Are you importantly, serious? Does he know that?
Monday, September 17th, they're at the Winnipeg Jets.
Practice starts today, I think.
Wow. Right? I was charmed by Bruce Brudeau.
Yeah, he's great.
Bruce was badass. He almost great. Swore on the air with us.
He was so
he
mad.
He hates me.
He was so upset by you that he Paul, almost cussed.
You missed this probably, John, yesterday, but we had like 6-7 minutes with him before he did 3 hours with Russo. Yeah. And he said he spent time in Hershey, Pennsylvania, and Sauce said, is that named after the chocolate place? And when Bruce turned to look at him, and he goes, yeah, no kidding.
Yeah.
But the look on his face was, how dumb are you?
Yeah. But I, you know, that's part of my charm. Yeah.
That is a great place to visit, though.
It is.
Is it really?
I've never been.
Hey, do you guys want to hear some mild controversy involving me
yes.
when we come back?
I like controversy.
It's very mild controversy, but it's still very controversial.
The Power Trip Morning Show returns with mild controversy right after this on The Fan. So I wait.
Boy, that's a long fade-in. Hello, everybody. It's the Power Trip Morning Show. It's 6:21. I know it feels like Monday, but it's not. It's Tuesday. And kiddos, I know you got to go back to school today, but hey, you know, it'll be all right. Christmas is on the way.
Your speech is happening soon.
It won't be long now, right?
I mean, I love your speech.
Thank you so much.
And your slabs.
I usually don't write it till the night before.
What's the controversy?
There's a concert that I'm a part of this weekend that I'm super excited about. Oh, good for me. Go ahead. I know.
Good.
Was that Tesla?
No, it was
great good. Point. Oh,
good. That is a great point, and I'm glad you brought them up. So at Grand Casino this weekend is the Rocktimber Fest.
Yeah.
That's
all the greatest bands that ever existed, like Skid Row and
Deftones,
and Great White,
Dave Matthews,
and Tesla, the Machine. And Queensryche and stuff like that.
Depeche Mode.
Tesla, and on Friday, check this out.
Tesla's available?
Yeah, they play Saturday. They're the headliner. Great band.
Great point.
I loved Tesla back
then. They were so good. Good point.
Keyword love.
You make great points, John, about things. So Friday's lineup, Scrap Metal's the headliner, which is an amalgamation of all the great 80s bands like Nelson. Both the Nelson guys are part of it, and one of the guys from Boston, all the guys from Dokken. Lita Ford is going to be there, stuff like that.
Lita Ford,
right. And before them, it's Stryper, which is even better. And before that is Winger, and then Kix before them. And before them, it's me. I'm opening the show, and there's a Facebook page about it, and people are pissed that I'm opening the show.
Because you're not heavy enough, heavy metal enough?
And well, you weren't an 80s...
Why?
Maybe they need to, be introduced to Rise, the Rise of Rise.
Oh,
thank
great
you.
Point.
You're so right
great
about that.
Point, though.
And when you make points that are good, they have to be pointed
great
out.
Great point, bonus.
But the point is, Corey, the point is, I'm not playing the country music. I'm playing the three decades of rock stuff that I do. So we're playing covers, right? We're playing rock. And we're the opening band at 4 o'clock. There's nobody there yet.
Basically, but people are mad that you're not. They don't want to hear a cover band. They want to hear Nelson.
No, that's not true. They're going to hear a cover band. That night, the headliner, Scrap Metal, they play covers. And some of their own, like Gunner and Matthew, will play a couple of Nelson songs. But they'll also sing.
There
I'm
were
sure,
more than one Nelson song.
Don't even get
now
me started.
Now he's gonna play.
Don't
oh,
even get
here
me
we
started.
Go.
Yes, there were.
Wait, is that Bob Hagen's favorite
way,
band? Nelson?
No, 10,000 people went to see Hair
Metal
Hairball
right.
at the Steve Fair the other night.
Yes,
they're a cover band. It's okay. Cover bands are fun. The point is, I took this gig for two reasons. number one, I like to play music, and number two, I want to see Stryper that night.
Great point.
Right?
Yeah, great point.
But the point is, yeah, I you're right. I normally play country music, but this is my rock show that I'm playing.
Can you read some of the comments?
No, it'll make me sad.
Why?
No, read them.
That would be a great bit.
I'm not doing it. I can't do it. It makes me too sad.
Can you find a mullet wig?
I'm going.
Can't try to recreate the 80s picture of you?
Why don't you bring, what's your band?
Fooky?
Yeah,
bring everybody's them. Busy. I was going to do it with Fooky. But we're playing Iron Maiden, and that'll be good, right? I mean, it's fun.
Iron Maiden, your thoughts?
Ick. No offense, Pete Bursich, but
there was going to be a cover band opening the show. It might as well be a good cover band. My band's really good.
Yeah, your band is very good.
Thank you.
Very good. And where is this? Grand Casino Hinckley?
Yes!
I need a ride to Duluth. Can I ride with?
Yeah, sure. Why not? I'm basically Uber for
your band is very good, Hockey.
Thank you. Man, Tesla and Queensryche on Saturday night.
Except for that one guy that takes giant dumps.
Well, that's two different people.
Don't name his name.
You're going to have to narrow it
down. The firefighter, don't name his name.
Oh, it rhymes with Jess Frasper?
Yeah, but don't say his name.
I won't do that.
Maybe the nicest guy on the planet takes massive dumps.
You can't believe it, dude. You can't believe it. Let me see if I still have it on the phone.
No wonder he's so thin.
How about the one I sent you?
Yeah, yours was, by the way, you know
what? There's more I wanted to know about Jess.
Honestly, I would have been impressed by yours if I didn't know Jess Frasper. But yours looks like the child of Jess's.
Yeah, but I'm also
like child.
I'm also 200 pounds heavier than him.
You are not.
Okay, 105.
Is it going the wrong way again?
Yeah.
What? Yeah. Is it just because of the
How
fair?
In the world did I delete that?
Yeah.
It's not going the wrong way. You look great. I'd do you.
Really?
Maybe.
Well, yeah, you would because I'm a zero.
Hey.
Well, you said mild controversy, and I would kind of agree.
It's mild,
but
yeah, I mean that's
but it
not
makes me
like,
I don't want anybody to be mean.
Yeah, well, yeah, but who cares what those people say? You know the truth.
Think
yeah,
of it as like an great. 80s redemption movie.
Oh.
You know, you come out on stage, and then you end up, by the end of it, you've got them all rocking. Starts from crickets, goes to rocking.
Yeah, and you'll probably, because it's an 80s redemption story, you'll probably see some random sweet boobs.
Hey, sauce.
Yeah.
Get back to me.
Why do I look?
Get back
Good
to me.
God, that's a penis.
Get back
what
to me
wrong?
When you do something like
Whose
that.
Whose is that?
Jess Frasper.
That's a... No, mine...
It's an otter.
Mine came out of the water.
Yeah, this one came out of his butt.
So did mine, but mine was like 2 feet long.
And he told me in the text accompanying this picture, most of it had already gone down the drain.
He's disgusting. What does he eat?
Speaking of 2 feet long.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention?
I have so many questions about the story I'm about to read.
Oh, I can't wait.
31-year-old guy.
Okay.
Had been experimenting with himself, it sounds like,
oh,
maybe.
Oh, I've done that before.
Getting it on with a 2 foot long adult toy.
Okay, haven't done that.
I didn't know that was a thing, that those even existed. 2 feet long.
2 feet.
Now, what I'm about to say is going to make a lot of you throw up.
Ooh.
If you would not like to throw up, turn the volume down for the next 10 seconds.
2 foot.
He got the entire 2 feet, which doesn't sound possible to me, but he did, lodged in his colon. He spent an entire day.
Colin Powell?
He spent a day trying to get it out. Couldn't do it, of course. So he went to the ER. And unfortunately, the doctors could not figure out how to get it loose either. Because of the, quote, smoothness and size. They couldn't get a grip. They couldn't get a grip on it to pull it out. So they had to invent a tool to remove it, which they eventually did. It looked like a small wired, like, lasso or noose.
Yeah!
And they were finally able to cinch it around the toy and yank it free. He was discharged later that day without any permanent damage. Let me start by asking this question.
Oh, yeah.
I don't understand how these stories get out at all. Because clearly this guy's not telling the story, right? He's not saying, hi, I'm Bob Thompson and I did this.
BT!
How does confidentiality work with the story if you don't give the guy's name, because the name is not in the story.
Yeah, that's
and there's not a crime involved, right? How does this story get out?
I got to believe it's just healthcare workers.
Yeah,
you know, saying you won't believe.
Right, but that's what I'm saying is, isn't somebody technically fireable for leaking this story?
Yeah, probably, but I'm sure when something like that happens, that's one of those car crash moments where in the hospital everyone hears about it because it's so miraculous, so then who do you blame? I mean, when 50 people know.
Is it illegal if it's anonymous?
That's what I'm asking, because I don't know either. It's a good question.
I don't know if HIPAA would apply.
Because these stories come out all the time without the names, right? It just, but it even says 31-year-old guy in Italy.
Like, I know because, like, my dad's a lawyer.
Oh, good for you.
Like, if he tells, like, if he's like, yeah, you know, this client, so-and-so, this happened, you'd go, oh. But if he would never be like, well, you know, my client Chris Hawkey had a 2-foot dualdoian in his what? Then he'd be like, Dad, you can't tell me about Chris Hawkey.
Ask your doctor if your heart is healthy enough for sex.
How do you not die if it's 2 feet in there?
I don't know how you get that far. I mean, I realize the human body is amazing.
Yeah, I mean, does that...
Jeez.
I mean, wouldn't that be like tickling your tonsils?
Yeah, does that touch like the dauber in the back of your throat?
And was
2 feet.
Did somebody dare him? I mean...
Did he lose the charge challenge on a different radio station?
By the way, I like that. That's better than getting on an Amtrak. By the way, did you guys see
You'd rather do that? Yeah.
Yeah, which is why we might have to quickly rethink it.
It's
why?
37
hours. 37
hours
one way.
One way, dude.
I'm sorry, what?
So?
What was that about?
Yeah, so do the math, Paul. You really want to spend like close to three full days getting to and from Seattle? On a bus?
What if you can get there and fly back?
That's why we just said we're going to have to rethink this. So the punishment, John, that we're working through is taking a Greyhound bus all the way to Seattle if you lose. And back. That was the original idea. Where you didn't even really...
I take it Greyhound isn't a big sponsor of the Power Trip Morning Show.
But check that.
The part of the idea is, again, I've never been to Seattle. I really would like to go there.
Sure.
But that's not, hey, take a bus, have a 3 or 4 day nice vacation in Seattle. It's you got to get on the bus, it's a grind, you hate it, then you get to Seattle, turn right back around.
Yeah, after basically a full day of travel, but, and then you do it again.
Right, so it would be about 48 hours, give or take, but now they're saying with stops and how long that is 24 hours in a car, it's about 37 on a Greyhound bus. And to me, now we're getting closer. This is ridiculous. And I get it's a punishment, but this is ridiculous.
What if you just go to Chicago and back?
Hold on, that's one way it's 37?
37 one way with stops.
Man, you guys have no idea.
And I've never been on a Greyhound bus, so I have no idea.
What if we just did Chicago and back?
That's not even...
That's not punishment. Enough, though.
No.
Okay, fine, Florida and back.
That's way more than...
I would think it's probably as much, at least.
It's got to be close, because I think it's 24 hours to Daytona Beach in a car.
What about...
So it's got to be almost identical, I guess, to Seattle.
What if we went to Duluth and back?
Man, your ideas sometimes...
Cleveland?
I guess all the time.
Yeah, what about Cleveland?
That idea is terrible.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then don't lose. You think I wanted to pay $1,600 not to get my ear pierced? Don't lose.
How have the have your holes in your ears basically completely healed up, Chris? How quickly?
It's gone. Gone like, by the end of the week.
Can't even tell that it was there.
I think you could probably tell, but...
But not to the point where you would ever see unless you were looking for it?
Nah, you don't even notice it.
How are your holes?
Healed up, like I said.
And you got paid for that, too.
I did, man. I got paid for that.
Good for you, man.
A good bit. It was awesome.
People who buy things are suckers.
No, buying things will.
I don't know, man. We said we were going to do it. I mean, we're going to change it. We better change it quick.
Well, I think we should do it.
Well, we have until Friday to figure it out.
Well, that's hell on earth.
Because, man, at that point...
That's how many days is that? 3 days?
It'd be like three. Nonstop. That would be hell. And again, what if you don't have another Power Trip member with you? What if you're the only one who loses to the ghost?
Yeah, but if it was hockey night, we'd have a whole lot of fun. Because he'd buy everything.
Yeah, I'd eat everything, buy everything.
We'd drink.
Watch a million movies.
We'll do What Really Matters after this. Scores and stats around the world of sports. And Chris Hockey will change your life with something else. John Bonus is here. We expect Carly Zucker in about an hour. This is the Power Trip Morning Show on The Fan.
Hold on, little girl. Show me what he's done to you. Stand up, little girl. Broken heart can't be that bad when it's through, it's through.
The story of that commercial break is, it's over.
Yeah.
So come on, baby, come on over. Let me be.
Power Trip Morning Show at 6:43. We're super glad to be with you. See what I did there? Deep
inside, I hope. Mr. Big was also a character on Sex and the City.
He was, you're right, for different reasons. It was on this date, and you maybe read this, Corey, when you were doing your prep. I don't have to worry about that with Sauce.
What happened?
I'm kidding, Sauzy.
Or me.
Or you, John. It was on this date how many years ago that the croc hunter, Steve Irwin,
I did
was
see
pierced
it, so I...
in the stinking heart by a stingray's barb.
Yeah, then he died. I saw it, so I'm not going to guess.
Was it 2004?
Oh, it was after that, right? 2008. I'd say 10 years.
Close. 2006. It was 12 years.
Oh, wow.
2006. He's been gone 12 years. That would make Bendy probably 20 or 21 years old, I guess, right?
Yeah.
Wow. Man. Croc Hunter stabbed in the heart by a stingray.
Ugh. And I believe it was that Halloween, so like a month and a half later, that Bill Maher got in trouble, not in trouble, trouble, but got ripped because he showed up to a Halloween party dressed as the croc hunter with a stingray barb coming out of his chest.
I think a lot of people did
that.
My
gosh.
Yeah.
There were a lot of people that did that.
Yeah.
I did not.
No.
I thought you did.
You thought I did?
Why would he do that?
I remember Chris doing it immediately after, like not even waiting for Halloween.
Mm. Well, that's not nice.
Yeah, I
read scores and stats around the world of sports, and Chris changes your life with something else. That's how it goes.
That's it.
Yeah.
You said it in a nutshell.
Yeah.
Roger Federer is out of the U.S. Open. He lost to something called John Millman, who's ranked 55th in the world. He lost 6-3, 5-7, 6-7, 6-7. By the way, is that how you read it? If you're reading it in regards to the loser, I read Federer's score first in all of those sets.
I have no idea.
Or do you just say 3-6, 7-5, 7-6, 7-6, and just say that Federer lost. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I wonder how the tennis people do it.
I don't know. I don't talk to tennis people.
Why not?
Because clearly, if you're talking about Millman winning, you say 3-6, 7-5, 7-6, 7-6.
Is that right? Or does it go by home and away?
I don't know.
I don't really know.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Either way, Federer's out. Millman moves on. What really matters is this.
Boy, do you make good points when you're making points.
Okay.
Play-Doh. Remember Play-Doh Hot Smell?
Yeah.
It was originally created to be a wallpaper cleaner.
Really? Play-Doh was a initials clue, and that was part of the initials clue, is that it was originally wallpaper cleaner, and I think that's when somebody got it.
Was it Parrish?
I think, if I remember right, I think that was the giveaway, or maybe shortly after that.
Hmm.
So I actually knew that because of initials. Good, I'm actually learning something.
Speaking of which, I just want to point out, I have now played one question of initials.
And
I won it.
And?
Which makes me undefeated.
Have you never played initials?
I've never played initials.
How's that possible?
I am undefeated. I'm not just undefeated in games. Mm-hmm. I'm undefeated in questions.
Dude, I didn't know that you'd never played. What Fridays are you available? We got to get you to play. How is that possible? I didn't know you've never played.
Yeah, play this Friday.
Talking trash, bring it on.
Well, we can find a Friday where we can do that.
What about this Friday?
I think I'm free this Friday.
All of a sudden you're
8:30?
8:15.
8:30? No wonder you've never played.
Yeah, you don't care. What's your problem?
Okay, 8:50 this Friday. If you've got the opening, I will be here. 8:50.
Yeah,
Corey has an opening.
Yeah, he does.
Getting bigger all the time.
Yep, constantly.
Steelers coach Mike Tomlin says the Steelers are, quote, disappointed that running back Le'Veon Bell has not signed his franchise tender or joined his teammates.
Can I ask you guys a question?
Can I finish the story quickly, though?
Yes, sir.
$14.5 million franchise tender for Le'Veon Bell. Last season, same problem, but he reported for week one. And that last year, his franchise tender was $12.2 million. They are in Cleveland Sunday at noon. Can't reach a long-term deal for the second consecutive year. And it doesn't look like there's any end in sight. $14.5 million.
But they can only give him the franchise tag twice, right?
Yeah, I mean, he's gone, right? Everybody says that he's basically done with the Steelers, but still, 14.5 sitting on the table this year.
He's just not going to show up at all this year?
That's the rumors that he's willing to sit out.
Let me ask you this, four questions. One's a statement. Did you know Ben Roethlisberger has like a 90 or a 900 win percentage against Cleveland in his career?
I did not know that.
Two, if he's sitting out, should I draft him tonight in my fantasy draft?
But only in a later round. How late? Fourth round? Fifth round?
I have no idea. Three, if he became available...
How long are you going to talk?
Would he get more than Khalil Mack?
No. I don't think so. No one would throw $140 million at a running back.
No, and I don't think you would get as much in trade value either.
The trade market.
No.
I still don't think so.
You would give up two first-round picks for him?
No.
Okay, that's all I have. That's only three questions, so I lied.
Can you, like, shut up?
Yep.
What really matters is this.
Ostriches run faster than horses, and the males roar like lions.
Freaks.
Ostriches. They run faster than horses?
They do.
Oh. Ostriches are mean, aren't they? Don't they bite?
No.
I think a friend of mine got bit by one at the zoo.
Sounds about right. Didn't we learn a week or two ago that there's no actual evidence of an ostrich ever sticking its head in the sand?
That's correct.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. I tell you a lot about ostriches.
John's look at skeptic John over there. He's raising his eyebrows like you don't believe it. We read it a week or two ago that there's no proof or photographs of an ostrich ever doing it.
That's just one of those things that was published way back when, and everybody just immediately was like,
"That's right.
That's what they do."
It is blindly believed it.
It's in some popular children's book in 1700, and everybody's like, "Oh, okay, that's what ostriches do."
Yeah, makes sense.
All right. That was the reason why Dan Barrero's program, Bumper to Bumper, used to call Kevin McHale, right, the ostrich.
Mm-hmm. Wasn't that also so similar to what why people think spinach is high in iron?
Yeah.
Because of Popeye?
No, because once upon a time there was a nutritional text put out or something like that, and they misplaced the decimal point or something in its iron content.
Only been around
so it was 100 times more than it actually is. There's almost no iron in spinach.
People are
it's a leafy vegetable. Why would there be iron in it?
I don't know.
Everybody thought that there was, and that's where the Popeye thing came from and everything.
Brilliant. Is there iron?
Gopher football hosts Fresno State Saturday night at 6:30. Both teams are 1-0. Gophers 2.5-point favorites, despite Fresno State winning 79-13 over Idaho last week.
79-13.
Did you guys see the story in the old newspaper that Baker Mayfield called Zach Anakstad before the game?
Yeah.
Is that
That's
right?
Cool.
That's
Baker
awesome.
Baker was the last and potentially only true freshman walk-on quarterback to start a Power 5.
That's really nice of him.
Apparently he called Zach. Said, good luck, dude. And then Zach's like, who's this? Never mind.
What, you're just some other walk-on?
What really matters, though,
that's
is this.
Awesome. Good for
that
him.
That is cool.
Yeah.
A group of 12 or more cows is called a flank.
A flank or a flink?
Flank.
With an I?
With an I. Flank.
I? Okay.
Yeah, how many flinks have you slept with, Hawk? That's too far.
That's mean.
Yeah, that is mean.
But 12 or more, that's impressive as well.
What's a herd, then? Don't they say a herd of cattle?
I don't know. If there's 12 or more, it's a flink.
It's probably more than a flink.
I don't know.
How many flinks make a herd?
I don't know.
Four?
And I've already stopped caring. Nobody look it up. Paxton Lynch was cut by the Denver Broncos. He was a former first-round pick. He was supposed to be the heir apparent in Denver. That didn't work out. He's going to work out for the Bills.
He's horrible.
Nathan Peterman is going to be your week one starter with rookie Josh Allen being the backup. And, of course, they gave up a ton to move up to get him. So Josh Allen's the future. But they're going to give Paxton Lynch an outside chance to be the third quarterback. He did not work out in Denver at all. He's gigantic bust.
Super, massive bust. He's so bad. And there were like four or five teams bidding to trade up to get him. And he was horrific.
But as Elway kind of said, Elway admitted his mistake. And again, that's we talk about it all the time. Not admitting your mistake as a GM in a lot of ways is worse than making the pick to begin with. Right? You picked the wrong guy. Holding on to him for 3, 4, 5 years too long is a lot of ways even worse.
Yeah.
That's just being stubborn. Just you picked the wrong guy. It's not the end of the world. No one goes perfect, right? The Spurs make mistakes. Right? The Patriots draft busts once in a while. No one's perfect. Gotta move on. So they did. They cut him. What really matters is this.
You guys have heard of Leonardo da Vinci?
Yes.
He could write with one hand and draw with the other at the same time.
Good God. That's so impressive.
Try doing it, Paul.
Okay. What do you want me to draw?
Anything. I know what you're going to draw, but I would like you to try to draw something else.
Let's see if I can do it.
Okay, what do you want me to do what with?
I want you... All right, seriously. You're normally right-handed, right?
Yes.
So I would like you to write your prediction for the Vikings-Niners with your right hand.
Okay.
And then draw a duck with your left hand.
At the same time?
Yes, go.
Okay.
Duck with your left, Niners-Vikings prediction with your right hand.
And read the second piece of paper already.
It's like watching a baby giraffe try to walk for the first time.
It's not easy, is it?
Okay, that.
Wait, wow, that's
can
not
you
bad.
Tweet that out? What just happened? Yeah. Tweet that picture out and explain.
Well, the best part about this is that he would just do a little bit with each hand at a time.
Yeah, that's not the same
turns.
Thing, right? The turns.
Let me try one more time. All right,
Fan 5 and the Power Trip Morning Show. Right after this on the Fan.
iHeartRadio Deep Track featuring Mumford and Sons. Lover's Eyes.
What?
Love's kind.
What's happening?
I hit play on a song and that lady talked.
It was a deep cry.
Yeah, that's a good one.
What?
You, okay? You actually like a Mumford song?
Well, yeah, it's not that I don't. Why do you guys think I don't like Mumford and Sons?
You said it a million times that you just don't get them.
And you wouldn't kiss me to their music.
Yeah,
correct. And you wouldn't make out to the
That's what you guys have assumed. I don't like them because of the non-kissing thing.
No, you've actually said, I just don't get it.
But apparently I've changed my mind.
Oh, okay. That's fine. You're allowed to do that.
Yeah. But you're still confusing my lack of willingness to give him a kiss on the mouth with a like for a band.
Would have been a great bit.
Yeah, no. And I'm a great kisser.
I'm not the only person who could have kissed him. You could have kissed him. Ben could have kissed him. John Bonus could have kissed him.
That wouldn't have made
any
sense.
Any person could have kissed him.
No, you have to...
Yeah, you have to be Sudeikis.
Yes, because he's the lead guy in the band.
Yep. It's math. Makes sense.
It makes sense.
I don't understand.
Back to initials quickly.
Yes, sir.
I forgot that like 3 weeks ago I invited Mike Grimm to play.
Who?
Friday. Mike That's Grimm, right. The voice of the Gophers.
I don't know who that is.
So Grimmer's playing Friday. And then Bonus said, you're out the next couple of Fridays. So
the next 2 weeks, I'm out. I'm traveling to Philly.
So how about at some point in the calendar year 2018, you make your initials debut, which I would have sworn has happened before, but my memory's garbage.
Yeah, that'd be fine. Yeah, anytime.
You've never played.
Starting into September, October, I'll be around, sure. Hmm.
Wait, do you know who Mike Grimm is, Hockey?
Sure. He wrote a bunch of fairy tales, remember?
Oh, yes. Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Thanks, Confucius.
You wrote the one about the toad that goes to town?
No.
Toad goes to town to buy tea.
Is that why he went?
It has giant T words. I gotta grow up.
So you're telling me a male toad is extremely busty and went to town to buy tea?
I was going with the alliteration. Toad goes to town to buy tea and has giant T words.
I see. That was. I'm with you about. Never mind.
That's so.
Do you want to hear? I don't know why I'm assuming the toad was a man, unless it was Mr. Toad's Wild Ride.
The crow, who went to the city.
Sure.
The crow that went to the city to buy cabbage because he has a giant crank.
Wow, weird.
These are all Grimm's tales. Don't yell at me. I'm just reporting literature.
Can you, like, shut up?
Wait, so...
You'll have to ask Mike about those tales.
Mike Grimm wrote about that?
Yeah. He also wrote about the alligator.
What did the alligator do?
Went to the alley to buy apples. He He has a massive anus.
Massive.
Yeah.
2 feet?
So you're telling me Grimm basically does pornographic poetry?
Yeah. About animals. You heard the one about the octopus?
In all of...
Bananimals?
I'm definitely nervous to hear what the octopus purchased.
What did it buy?
So Grimm's...
Went to Orange County to buy... candy orange slices.
That okay.
Because it has a giant O-ring.
See, that wasn't as good.
So oh, okay. In all of Grimm's poetry, Grimm, all of his poetry, it's an animal going to town to purchase something.
Yeah.
And they have a giant body part is sexually related.
Have you heard about the one about the beaver?
I don't want to. No, I legitimately don't want to.
Now I'm interested. I'm a fan of that... a creature.
Genre? The beaver went to the big city to buy bananas because it has a giant
a giant moon.
Can you like shut up?
Band five, here we go. Sports!
What is a
it's how you say it in Scandinavian.
The Astros beat the Twins 4-1. Up next, they square off again, but now Justin Verlander, who's the luckiest dude on the planet, is married to Kate Upton, and he will take on the Twins tonight.
They have...
How much would you pay to watch Justin Verlander crush the Twins?
Oh, God.
Just knock the Twins around.
Do you take credit cards?
Sure.
Oh, then my whole credit limit, so $4?
My bad.
I would love to watch Justin Verlander just dominate the Twins.
They're going to lose 90 games.
Do you think, is our guy going to get fired, Johnny John Johnson?
I don't think so.
Oh, really?
Oh, really?
Why? They're awful with
him. So who's taking the blame? I don't want him to get fired. I'm just wondering who's going to take the blame.
He loves Bruce Springsteen.
Well, I think it's going to be a group effort.
Yeah?
Yeah. I think there have been, in fact.
That's a great point.
We had Thad Levine at a Baseball Perspectives event at Target Field about a week and a half ago.
Nerds.
Aaron Gleeman,
Baseball Prospectus,
hosted an event. Thad Levine spoke at it. We asked him straight out how he evaluated Molitor, and his response was such that suggests that he thinks they just had a lot of stuff go wrong. And in particular, the three big players that they expected to have big years and be, you know, amongst the top 30 to 50 guys in Major League Baseball all had terrible years. Brian Dozier, Miguel Sano, Byron Buxton. Hmm. And as a result, it's just hard to be any good.
Speaking of Buxton, there is a whirlwind of criticism on the internet the last 24 to 48 hours about how the Twins have handled Byron Buxton, not just locally, but nationally. They're saying that this years of service garbage has got to go, that it's a huge flaw in the CBA, that it basically lets teams be greedy and it hurts the players, hurts their growth, hurts their money, that they're toying with Buxton. Explain to the Rubes what's happening to Buxton, what the Twins are doing, and what that means for Byron long-term.
Yeah, so the rule goes like this. You become a free agent as soon as you hit 6 years, not as soon as, the off-season after which you hit 6 full years of free agency.
Six full years of service time.
Six full years of service time. So it's become, for instance, when Joe Mauer... when they traded away A.J. Brzezinski and Joe Mauer became the catcher for the Twins, he had not played it all the year before for the Twins. He started game one for the Twins that year, and because of that, he was a free agent 6 full years later because he never got sent back down to the minors. Right? If they would have waited 3 weeks and started him, called him up at the end of April instead of the beginning of April, they would have gained a whole nother year of service time because at the end of that sixth year, he would have only had like five and seven-eighths worth of service time. The extra eighth would have been that next year. They would have gained a whole nother year. He would have been a free agent the year after he was normally a free agent. Byron Buxton was at the point coming into the... You get that service time whether you are playing or on the DL, if you are hurt. Either way, you are gaining that service time, provided you were a player when you got hurt, right? Basically, the Twins manipulated things... This year, Byron Buxton is just short of having 3 years of service time right now. He's like 13 days short. If they would have called him up for September, and if he was any other player, they would have called him up for September, he would have gained those 13 days. That would have put him over 3 years at the end of this year. He'd be a free agent in 3 years from now. Instead, he's a free agent 4 years from now by by not calling him up for September, they're delaying his service time for a year.
Which is robbing him of of this year's growth at the major league level and theoretically down the road even more so.
And also controlling him for another year.
Right.
Right.
So the he's probably super pissed.
Oh, he's... Well, you didn't even play the last three games in Rochester. Mm-hmm. Okay? What's really infuriating about it is that it is the result of lots of questionable decisions regarding Byron Buxton all year. There have been at least four different times that they've made some questionable call regarding whether he should play, what he should do to recover an injury, etc., whether or not he should be sent to Rochester, including a move back in July where he was recovering from an injury. You get 20 days of rehab time that he was going to be playing at AAA to recover that. Well, that rehab time should count as service time. And out of nowhere, they just decided, you know what, we're just going to cut the rehab short and just send you to AAA to play. Which deliberately robs him of service time. That was the beginning of July. Okay?
What the hell is wrong with this
book? So there is, you know, it's not like this was just like, oh, you know, you just haven't earned it here. Well, yeah, he had a crummy year. Just so we're clear, he had about 9 or 10 healthy games as a Minnesota Twin at the very beginning of April when it was 30 degrees at Target Field. Right? Yeah. He had a pretty crummy first week and a half of the season. Right? That's about the only time he's played healthy. They sent him down to put him on the DL for migraines. That was one questionable decision. They reactivated him when he was still hurt and playing on a broken toe. That was a second questionable decision. Then they put him back on the DL with the same broken toe, despite the fact that there was no new injury, just because they decided, well, turns out we shouldn't have activated you in the first place. Then they manipulated his service time by cutting short his rehab assignment. I mean, and now they're screwing him. They announced that they're going to screw him, and they screwed him.
Oh, nice.
And
screw him!
He's got every right
to
be furious.
Screw you!
As do most Major League Baseball players, because it's just one of those things. Like, if you are deemed to be a really valuable asset, they will do things to manipulate your service time to control you next year.
So then, is this though? Do you look at as a guy that sounds a little furious? Are you more mad at the rule or the Twins?
Oh, I think I'm pretty mad at the Twins. Oh.
No kidding.
I mean, there's the rule, and then there's the spirit of the rule. You know, I mean.
Spirit
when a company,
radio. Great point.
When a company wants to screw you, they can almost always screw you. Most of us just trust that the company won't screw us when they have that opportunity. Gleeman came up with a pretty good analogy, like a couple different analogies on the show, Gleeman and the Gigan Twins Weekly last Sunday, right?
Is he that baseball blogger?
He is that baseball blogger.
How does he get access?
I mean, it would be similar to, let's say, you know, you're three weeks short of your pension, and they decide that they fire you, not because you're not still doing a good job, but just because they don't want to pay the pension in the future, right? Or let's say that you're in a sales guy who is about to get a big bonus and they put you on the bench so you can't sell anything because they don't want you to get that big bonus. Well, yeah, they can do that, but you're not angry at the rule, right? That's the company screwing you. Mm. And that's what they did.
Wow. Damn it.
Thank you for your honesty.
Wow. Well said.
And they did it, by the way, one of their most, potentially one of the players they are counting on the most for their success for the next 4 or 5 years.
And I assume long-term this burns the bridge, right? Potentially burns the bridge where Byron Buxton's going to remember this down the road. And if he is theoretically at some point a top 25 player and he's a free agent and he has an opportunity to sign somewhere else, he could say, you guys screwed me, I'm going to screw you, so I'm gone.
Well, of course. He's one of the few guys they tried to give a long-term extension to last offseason. They did not come to an agreement. The report was that the Twins gave him a low-ball offer.
Shocking.
And now they have basically decided that they're going to just take that extra year. They're going to replace this past year with next year, or with 2022.
Can I go back to my original question for you, John, because you're the Twins geek?
Sure.
How much would you pay to watch Justin Verlander just dominate those Twins?
Well, fortunately, I'll get to watch it for free today.
Oh, okay.
Are we talking about different Twins?
I don't think you're understanding the spirit of the question.
I don't think you get it.
Where were we?
Yeah.
The NFL season is just 2 days away. Falcons at Eagles, 7:20 on Thursday. The Eagles are 1.5-point favorites, over under 45. The Eagles did officially name Nick Foles starter for week one. So Carson Wentz not quite ready. It sounds like it's a Pat Elflein kind of a situation where clearly Wentz isn't on the pup list. He's not out for 6 weeks, but he's not quite ready for week one, so they're going to give it to Super Bowl winning quarterback Nick Foles.
So the Eagles, despite being at home, are only 1.5 point favorites.
1.5 point favorites. They're -130.
Yep.
Wow.
Super Bowl slump maybe is the prediction, right? I assume it's, hey, the Falcons
also
are pretty good.
They have injuries. Alshon Jeffries isn't playing.
Foles has been terrible. I mean, he has. In the preseason, he's been awful.
Oh, okay.
They'll be fine.
Yeah. The Viking season starts Sunday. They host San Francisco and Jimmy Garoppolo. Noon, right here on The Fan. Fan line follows. Pregame a couple hours before. The Vikings are 6-point favorites, -260 on the money line. Big favorites against the San Francisco 49ers, who did not lose last year when Jimmy Garoppolo started, which I think was, I want to say, 6-0? Was it the last six? I think they were 0-10 before that, and then finished 6-10.
Yep. And he is handsome.
So just so we're clear, 6 points is a push, right, gentlemen? So,
Hockey and I would date porn stars, right, Hawk?
All right.
I don't know who's talking to me. Yes.
Yeah, 6 points is a push, sure.
Got it. All right.
Hawk, you don't want to bet?
No, I've decided against it. Mm-hmm. You guys talked me right out of it. Thanks a lot.
It's $20. What's it?
Would you like me to talk you back into it?
It's $20, Hawk. Who cares?
No, you're right. But this year I'm trying to be better.
Yep, like spending $1,000 on wench outfits.
I will bet more with you, Corey, when you quit paying me in dimes.
I only did that once.
Yeah, it was a good bid.
I did not think it was a good bid.
Apparently he didn't think it was a good bid.
Yeah, sorry. Hawkey looks like he's got a stack of dimes.
Could I pay you in Bitcoin?
True.
Is that still a thing?
Sure.
You accept crypto?
I probably would accept that crypto.
Is Bitcoin still a thing?
Yeah, it's actually had a good month or so.
Oh.
It's back on the old upswing.
You're into super speculative markets. That's great.
What's that mean?
It means nobody really knows what's going to go on. It's going up or down.
Bonus, I like how you put things so I can understand.
He does do that for you.
Yeah. So do you guys, though. You guys are like my saviors.
Wow.
Thank you for your honesty.
Be blessed.
What?
John, one more segment, right? Can you hang out for one more?
Yeah,
you got to go.
Absolutely.
All right, one more. One more with John Bonus and Carly Zucker is expected around 15 minutes from now. We'll do Vikings news at 7:40. This is the Power Trip.
You were talking earlier about your fantasy football draft, Sausage.
Yes, babe.
Well, apparently fantasy football is huge in prison.
What else is huge in prison?
Sodomy.
Wow!
I don't know if that's huge.
Sodomy.
I mean, I don't think...
Which would you prefer, Sauce?
I don't think it's popular with everybody.
Oh, I hate fantasy football.
Oh, I thought you were going to go the other way.
The other way?
Then why do it? Right, I hate poker. That's why I quit
every
permanently.
Every year I tell myself I'm done playing fantasy football. I have a draft tonight.
I would like to be in a league. I haven't.
You want to be in mine?
Yet again, Chris doesn't get the invite.
Do you want to be in mine? You can buy my team from me. I'm not kidding. You can draft. You can be in the. It's guys you know, Creasel, Scene Bear, your little Scene Bear's in it.
They're going to get mad at me.
Why? No,
because I'm going to stop caring about it.
Yep. Yeah, so? They like. Your money's green, right?
Sure.
They like you more than me. I'm not going to say on air.
Why?
Weird. A good friend of mine yesterday texted me to tell me that he's in a fantasy league for the first time in 10 years. $5,000 buy-in.
Holy moly.
$5,000.
Nordo can't afford that.
Yeah, buy-in.
Wow.
Boy, then you're serious.
No, he told me who he drafted. He showed me his
team. Like a 12-team league?
You gave away $5,000. He didn't care. His team's horrible.
Our team is not. We have a great team.
But
the Vikings,
but
I'm talking about.
By six.
Yes, they will.
Hmm. Coach talked about our new guy, Brett Jones, and how well he played his very first time around.
I thought he did good. He's a good pass protector. I thought he did a nice job in power runs, the double teams and things like that. I thought he did a good job with those. For coming in one day and playing, that's impressive.
He's normal. He comes across as a really good guy. Talked to him in the locker room the other night. Just seems like a good guy. Doesn't know anybody. We ought to get Brett Jones on the show. No?
Okay, well, we got to get somebody now that B-Rob's off.
Great point.
Isn't he the one who found out about the trade?
How did
he
on the field.
Him? Yeah.
On the field?
Yep, that's exactly right. He told us that story after the game. He's like, yeah. But sometimes you meet people, you're like, oh, this is kind of a good guy. I kind of like this guy. He was one of those guys. B-Rob was really liked by a lot of people, including the great Ev Griffin.
You know, that was a tough one for me. B-Rob's been my one of my best friends on the team for the past going on 9 years. You know, I was here when it was Jared, Kevin, Pat Williams, LaTroy, Fred Evans, Jamie Mitchell. So, you know, we go way back. And, you know, B-Rob, he was a great dude, a great person, a great man. I looked up to him. You know, he was a good dude to look up to. You know, he did all the right things, and that's what you strive for each and every day. He did a lot of great things here. He had 60 sacks. You know, the guy had an awesome career, and he played at a high level. Do I wish he was here? Of course. You know, I miss my brother, you know. But in this league, in this business, the train going to keep on moving. It's going to keep on going, and there's things required out of us to do each and every day. And, you know, even though he will be missed, we still have to get ready to play San Fran, you know, so. But I love him. That's my dog.
How long are you going to talk?
He loves him. That's his dog.
Good. I like both of those guys.
Me too.
Have we heard any statements from B-Rep since then?
Yeah. He said something on Twitter.
Yeah, I've got it here.
He sent a telegraph to hockey.
This was a little press conference he did from his house, his backyard.
Yeah.
Dirty bitch.
Yep, really mad at Rick Spielman.
Not happy with him.
How do you, who's the one person
I don't blame you.
Who are you mad at the most, B-Rob?
Charlie Huntington. Oh,
man. Did he cut you? Bad.
Oh, my Lord.
Dude, you got to help me out here. You know all the...
Yeah. I mean,
there's nothing she could say
did
he cut you.
Okay, great point. Sorry, my bad.
Yeah, he's not good at this.
No, okay.
What's the one thing you're looking forward to doing, B-Rob?
Dirty bitch!
Yeah,
Paul, let's just kill this bit.
Yeah, okay.
Paul doesn't get it.
I'm trying to stay up with him, but I can't. Hey, can I...
Sorry.
Can I tell you guys something else?
Jesus!
Wow. Good Lord, now I can't...
Please don't trim your pubes on the air.
Who does that?
That's what that was, wasn't it? Sounded like
a
giant trimmer. Oh. Hey,
it's weird that your mind goes there.
That's what it sounded like to me.
And who trims their pubes?
You don't?
Well, I mean, yeah, but not on the radio.
That's what I'm trying to get you not to do. Please stop. Kids are going to school. Hey,
oh, yeah, it's my fault.
So Zimmer talked, and you know how he's salty all the time?
Yeah.
Somebody in the press room is sick of it. And I want you guys to hear this, okay?
Oh, God.
The entire press conference goes on, and he's like, I know, right? He's answering questions, sort of. He's barely talking on the mic. He's being Zimmer. At the end of it, when Bob Hagen finally says, time for two more, just listen. I wish I knew who this was. Listen.
For two more.
We haven't found yet?
Jesus.
Somebody's so sick of their, like, Jesus. Because he's so gripey. Listen, I'll play it again.
For two more.
We haven't found yet?
Jesus.
Jesus. I need to know who that was. I bet it was AP guy.
Probably Wobby.
Yeah.
It was definitely not Wobby.
This guy again.
Jesus.
He's so close to a mic.
Jesus.
Yeah, it's somebody who sits up front. So it could be.
It has to be a
Johnny Athletic.
For two more.
We haven't found yet.
Jesus.
Just so sick.
The guy typing as loud as he possibly can is Chris Thomason. He types like it's Corey looking up a flight to see Magic Mike XXL.
I don't get it.
Mm.
I wonder who that was.
I don't know. I want to know.
Someone will tell us.
We haven't found yet?
Jesus.
That's real firm typing. Yeah.
They're just sick of it.
Yeah. That's aggressive typing.
Oh, yeah. No. Yeah. That's, you know, there's a lot of great things going on down at TCO. Do you want to take notes on what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Where they have the microphones placed for the press conferences aren't perfectly placed. But somebody does type awfully damned hard.
Extra, extra.
Somebody's angry at their computer.
It's Chris Thomason.
Is it for sure?
Yeah,
are you sure?
100%. He's, what do they call it when you type with like one, like...
Search and find.
No, what is hockey
called?
Hunt
and pecker.
Hunt and peck?
Yeah, hunt and peck.
Hunt
and
pecker.
That's what he's doing. Yeah, he types like...
He's a hunt and pecker, is that
Yeah, he's hunt and pecker. So am I. I got to tell you, that guy has... sometimes, I don't know him at all, but sometimes I think he doesn't realize there are other people in the world.
I love that guy.
Yeah. Is that the guy that I love?
Yeah.
Or is he the guy that somebody doesn't like?
Well, doesn't Zimmer not kind of like him? Or do they just rumble a lot at press conferences?
I don't know.
Jesus.
Yeah, I want to know who that guy was.
Jesus. We saw him yesterday.
Yeah, that guy was nice to us. Yeah, that guy makes sense.
Yeah. Well, he hates Corey.
So when you... Oh, does he? When you have hair like that and a beard like that, and everybody, when you walk by, is going to crack a Jesus joke, I wonder why you do it, right? Because the guy, he seemed very nice. He was smiling
was
the whole time.
Funny. I liked that guy.
Seemed like a nice guy, but
we made
when
out.
You when you have a
you
quote unquote Jesus look, right? When that's your look, does that help you get chicks? Hurt you getting chicks? I wonder like how that works. Because you have to be aware that that's what your look is.
Great song.
It's not like, you kind of got a Jesus look going there. Oh, really? It's the first time I've heard that. Yeah. You must hear it constantly, which means it's a calculated decision.
He must have had some positive feedback to be maintaining that look.
And he was with a gal. She has to like it.
Yeah, they were both very attractive.
Yeah, because you know when they don't like it, it goes.
For sure. Get a haircut.
Even if you were to say, hey, I don't like what you do with your hair, you'd be killed.
Right. I don't think I've gotten a haircut in the last 9 years. And then I get home and then have my wife go, oh, that looks great. It's always, they did it too short again. They cut it. I have short hair. Except for those 10 and a half months.
Are they blind? Oh, great song.
Good. I don't have a haircut scheduled, and I'm not going
to
get one.
You also go to a stylist.
Yeah, I'm not doing it anymore.
Why?
Some of us go to get our haircuts. He goes to a salon.
Yeah, and then across the street there's a R&T.
Screw up!
John Bonus, you're an American treasure. We will absolutely find a Friday soon for you to play initials. Apparently debut on initials.
Well, not debut. Not I am undefeated currently.
That does not count. We don't keep those stats. No, Friday night did not count. You know, that was very good.
I'm being told two things by a source. Number one, it definitely was Chris Thomason typing.
Yeah. Firm typer.
And number two, Jesus actually walked into the room.
Oh!
And so that's why somebody said that.
Oh, Paul McCartney told you he saw him again?
Oh, my God.
See you, John.
I love
See you,
boys. John.
Bye, bonus. See ya.
Give me a smooch on the way out.
Will do.
Okay.
Vikings news is next. This is the Power Trip Morning Show on the Fan.
Hey, good morning, everybody. If you're wondering what your gold medal curling team has been doing with their time.
Hanging out with the Power Trip Morning Show last Friday night.
That's true. There's that. But also huge, huge article on the front page of the Star Tribune sports section today. Specifically about Mr. Schuster himself, but also about the team itself and what they've been up to. So it's pretty interesting. Pretty interesting. There's that.
I think it seemed like everybody was mostly beloved Friday night by the crowd. Maybe minus... like one person, maybe, give or take.
Yeah, I don't think we should bring that up.
I don't know. I just, you know, we have a pretty heavy male listener base.
Me, I'm the heavy male.
Right, and I think they seem to really like all the guys that we rolled out on Friday night, like the curlers and Kevin McDermott and Tommy Olsen and so on and so forth, Jason Zucker. But
do you know what I hear from people all the time?
Hi, Carly.
Hi, Carly.
Those guys are so mean to you. Why do you let them talk to you like
that?
They're so mean.
Who says that?
All
that
your fans
in your head.
Yeah, except for Sauce.
I'm very kind to you.
That's true.
You're a kind soul.
Yeah. I think you're a kind soul. We kind of have a bond over your calves
and spending your husband's money
and your money.
Yeah, well, I'm flushed.
So they think we're there.
You guys are mean. And then point proven yesterday when you're talking to Bruce Boudreau and you say to him, is the hardest part of having Jason on the team or the worst part of having Jason on the team is dealing with his wife.
Yeah.
Yes.
My favorite thing was his answer. He was like, he was so dismissive and almost annoyed with your question. He's like, ugh, the Zuckers are fine.
Yeah, every question
it was
asked
great.
Was the same.
You should have seen what he said off the air.
Bruce kicks ass, man.
That guy made me laugh. Oh my gosh, is that guy funny?
He almost swore at me.
I listened to part of the show he did with Russo, and he is such a great storyteller.
Yeah, he's a funny guy.
Really, really
did you know Gretzky looked up to him?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Well, Corey told us that.
I knew some
yesterday.
Of the stuff that he had talked about, but not a lot of it. It was really interesting. Yeah. He did a great job.
He's awesome.
He's really good. I like that guy. I never would have guessed he was that kind of guy. Just by looking at him, I would think he was a salty old dude.
No. He's
a good guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He loves to have a good time.
Yeah, man.
You know,
he likes beer.
Yeah, he's a very nice guy.
I like you, Carly.
Oh, really? Because we can't tell.
No, listen
guys,
to me.
We can't tell.
You seem
I
nice.
I want to tell you something. You realize that the person that is mean to you on the show is Corey.
What are you talking about?
Saucy and I are nice to you.
That's pretty true.
Who's the one that said that yesterday to the coach? I didn't say that.
No, that was Corey.
That was Corey. Right, right, right.
I didn't ask him anything. Right. I was bored.
So the one question you did, he did almost swear.
That was so great when he
that was really good.
All right, let's do this real quick, and then we'll get back to you, Carl.
Yeah.
It's time for Vikings News.
Vikings News. Somebody scored a touchdown.
Presented by
Radco.
And there really isn't a lot of Vikings news in the last 24 hours because all of the giant news was all weekend, right? The the cuts, the retirement of Terrence Newman, B-Rob, the punter switch from Quigley to... Anybody know how to say his name yet?
What?
Wiley.
It is Wiley? Or is
I
that
don't
what
know, but
guessing?
That's what I'm going with. Nobody's correcting me yet.
Yeah, nice of Bob Hagen to care.
See, knock on that window and see if you can get PA to pop his head in here.
Time for two more.
Let's just find out how to say the guy's name.
Would you guys like to hear Coach talking about him?
Yeah. Maybe he'll say his name.
Coach, why'd you bring in a new punter?
Well, he had a good preseason. His hang time was really good. His average was good. Mm-hmm. So we just didn't feel like we were punting very well in the preseason.
Geez, ice cold.
Yeah, man.
We didn't feel like we were punting very well in the preseason.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Yikes.
Yeah. Speaking of ice cold.
And here he is. How do you say this new punter's last name? Wiley. Any idea how to say his name?
Is Wiley.
Good morning, Carly.
Good morning.
Good morning, Pierre.
Great picture from the fair. Great job the other night at the fair, guys. That was spectacular.
Thanks.
Thank you, my friend.
You think the crowd was bigger this year or last year?
I think slightly bigger this year.
Yeah.
Yeah. Crazy.
And you played initials, right?
A little bit.
Who won?
We don't do it like that. We do it where the Rubes get to pick the three members of the show they would like to compete against out of the entire dais.
With initials... Is AJ right on the heels of Saucy?
Two back.
Two back after all that. Are you
73 to 71.
So, Sauce, are you being like Kobe Bryant when he played high school basketball at Lower Merion in the Philadelphia area, where you're purposely tanking to make it exciting so then you can draw away again?
That would be great if that was my plan. I tell myself that every time I lose, that eventually maybe I can catch fire, but I can't tell you the last time I won.
Yeah, I think you're tanking purposely so you can pull away by 10 and say F you.
I don't, PA, because on Friday, when we went to break,
sorry,
and then he
Carly.
Chucked that keyboard at the monitor and knocked the monitor over.
Yeah. Wow,
off
no.
Air.
Yeah,
oh, my
can't
heavens.
Fake that enthusiasm.
No, that was
can't
pure
fake
rage.
That funk.
Here's the thing, though. We like pointing out my... problems, and I have a anger problem, and we like to point it out, put it on KFN.com so we can get web clicks.
But
Yeah, but you know what? You through the years, you've really had porous labor days. Not yesterday, thanks to your friends Corey Cove and Chris Hockey, and you know the fantastic power.
Two labor
team.
Days ago was maybe the worst day of my life.
Really?
Yeah.
Want to cry about it, saddlebags?
No.
No, we do not
want
to get into it.
When he's opening a vein and trying to be secure with his emotional masculine femininity, why tear him down, snot-nosed kid?
I'm just...
Why?
I don't rank my labor days.
I don't either, but labor days...
You know, honestly, that's the first thing I thought when I read that tweet this morning is, I can't remember if I've had bad or good labor days the last 51 years.
Worst labor day ever.
Well, yeah, I mean, Christmas, Thanksgiving, birthdays, but normally labor day is just awful, but not this year, thanks to Corey and Chris.
It's like Swartzen on Reno 911 going, this is probably the best flag day ever.
Carly's here, too.
It's like a random Thursday.
It's a random Thursday.
Just a terrible Thursday.
This is a terrible Thursday.
Okay. Hey, can't wait to quit this job.
You have claimed that you will quit when he passes you, and he's only two
obviously
back.
Obviously, this show will be no fun without
him. His name is Matt Weil.
Weil.
His name is Matt
Weil. Damn it, I was
hoping it was Wiley. W-I-L-E looks a little bit like Wiley, but it's pronounced Matt Weil.
He's put cool. 16.
And he's not only our new punter, he's also our new holder. So now into the season against the Niners this weekend, you have a power trip favorite, Nashville's finest, Kevin McDermott.
Best
love
guy
him.
Ever.
And you have a new holder in Weil for a new kicker. So that's a sneaky little side angle into this first game. Simply from getting the timing down and stuff like that. I don't think, you know, it's not like you're implementing a new quarterback week into a season or a new middle linebacker, but there are timing aspects, I would imagine, between a holder guy and the rookie Daniel Carlson.
Paul, may I ask you a question?
Sure.
Zimmer was salty yesterday when he was talking to the press.
He was?
He gets that way from time to time. You know,
why?
It's fun. I don't know. It's kind of fun, though. I like it.
Okay.
But do you think maybe if you're the head coach and you, and I'm not saying this person because I think Prefer's the best guy ever. I like that guy a lot. But does Zimmer get pissed at Prefer for making this decision so late in the game?
Well, it's not completely a Prefer decision. I mean, going into the Tennessee game, you know, it was my belief that Ryan Quigley needed to have a really good game to completely secure his status within the Covenant.
Wow.
And I thought Quigley was okay in the Nashville game. You know, last year he had no touchbacks during the regular season, mm-hmm. which obviously is very good. But from an overall punting standpoint, from what I understand, it was pretty middle of the roadish. His preseason was not good, and it did not get better. So them moving past Quigley honestly does not surprise me. When we went to Tennessee, I think as I mentioned to you, it was interesting that 10 teams in the preseason were carrying two punters,
yeah.
including the Titans, and they had a rookie punter that they conspicuously were not using in the game, maybe because they were trying to put him on their practice squad or whatever. But, you know, I think eyeballs were on him, and clearly they were looking elsewhere and they wanted to make a change. So I don't think it's necessarily mad at Prefer.
Okay, good.
Because this is absolutely a joint decision from a Spielman's team through Zimmer, through Prefer, and his assistant, Ryan Ficken.
Paul Allen?
Yeah, good morning.
Hi.
What a great Labor Day it was yesterday at Canterbury. Probably top 42.
One of the best.
Top 42 Labor Days I've ever had.
Yeah.
That was good. We had dog racing.
Except for Carly, get double pink eye and then your privates fall off.
Oh, yeah.
You said last week. That. Yeah. Yes, you would.
I don't think
what would you do with your spirit?
Sounds like a great Labor Day.
If you got double pink eye, why would your privates fall off, though? That's weird.
What are you, Corey?
Unless you're like rubbing your eyes and. Then all of a sudden,
I don't have a question. I don't care. I'm lost.
Most importantly, does Sorry, PA Carly. Know who said?
Who said?
Who said Jesus into the press conference?
I guess
PA might know who it is.
Listen to this.
Said what?
Chase.
Two more.
We haven't fun yet.
So they're so fed up.
I think it was Dan Barrero.
Oh.
Yeah.
Two more. Right.
We haven't fun yet.
Yeah, Bump was trying to get a question in, and Chris Thomason came clomping on him, and he said, Jesus.
How much are you going to miss B-Rob? Because I will never forget the first time I met B-Rob about 11 years ago. It was my favorite Arbor Day of my life.
Yeah.
We planted a tree. Top five Arbor Day, for sure, at least.
No doubt.
And then I got to meet B-Rob, and he was such a nice guy, and now 11 years later, he's gone.
Yeah, we used to celebrate President's Day together, and it made it really, really special on a yearly basis. In fact, I think it was 08, his second year. Honestly, thanks to Brian Robison and everybody associated with 9 to Noon, I had my best President's Day ever.
Which one was your worst?
We wish him well.
1983 or 84?
My worst President's Day, not even close, 79.
Dude,
age 13,
sucks.
Hit
You're
puberty,
so old.
Trying to run down a girl, got shut down in Oxon Hill, Maryland. It was just negative. Worst President's Day ever. Sauce,
you,
did you have a question?
No. I have a question of why you're still here making fun of me.
I'm not making fun of you.
Oh, what is this, Labor Day music?
Yeah, you'll make it through the night.
Yeah, man.
Well, yeah, of course. See the bed I sleep in.
Hey, I was on Vikings News. That's sweet.
Right on.
Okay,
what do you got, 9 to
can
noon?
Can I ask you my question?
Yeah.
You said last week that you wouldn't be surprised if the Vikings made a trade for an offensive lineman. Is that still a probability?
Well, they did. Brett Jones.
Well, no, another one, though.
What do you mean? Maybe that was the bid.
Mm-hmm.
I have to believe, without texting or talking more than people know with people in the know, I have to believe that they really, really went hard to make some form of trade for an offensive lineman. And it's a bear market right now. I mean, you look at the Carolina Panthers, they're down three offensive linemen into week one. Teams have lost offensive linemen left and right in the preseason. And you don't come from a position of power. I mean, you have minimal leverage unless you want to trade a really high ender, which honestly, I don't want to do. So, you know, I guess into the Niners game, I'm feeling it will go Reef, Compton, Jones, Remmers, and Rashad Hill. That feels like the Minnesota Moving Company. Take one. They used Isadora at center in the Titans game, and I think they liked a fair amount of what he did. So I think the entire situation is fluid. Elfline should be back relatively soon.
One more thing, then we'll let you go. I promise, yes. Paulie. Yes. Paul Allen, the
Carly
voice.
Staring
this is
a great, at me.
No, this is, I'm fine. This
Carly was just
this
staring at me during
she
my response.
It's so interesting.
I was making for the best
no,
Labor Day
real
ever.
This is a real Vikings news right
this
here.
This is her best post-Labor Day ever.
What?
My favorite after Labor Day day. Yeah.
Two years ago, post-Labor Day was one of the worst days of my life. And I want to thank you guys for making the day after Labor Day so meaningful.
I hate you guys.
For that, I thank you.
Was there anything about the 53? I guess there probably
were. What?
Was there anything about the final 53 that surprised you? Anybody that made the team that you were like, wow, I didn't see that coming?
I did not see Terrence Newman retiring and becoming a coach. Hmm. And had him on the team every step of the way. They played him sparingly in the preseason. When you're, and by the way, happy birthday, Terrence Newman. Today's his 40th aww. Birthday.
Wow.
When you hit 4-0 in an athletic endeavor like that, eventually, there's going to be no air in the tire. And I ain't saying that's the case with Terrence, but for them to make him a coach flabbergasted me. Keeping all those tailbacks blew me away a little bit. I mean, Boone and Thomas were a couple of wonderful hits by the personnel department in college free agency. Now, the Niners need a back. There are teams that may need back, so you have a little tradability if you want. But DeFilippo comes from the Eagles, and they carried four tailbacks at one point last year. And it worked for a balance of the season. So I think that plays into that. Outside of that, not really. Five linebackers. Kentrell Brothers suspended 4 games. Yeah. He'll probably join the team week 5 and make 6 linebackers. After that, I'm not sure what they'll do. 5 safeties doesn't surprise me. 3 quarterbacks doesn't surprise me. Coley beating BB mildly surprised me because Coley has been nicked up so much. Mm. But Stacy has been fantastic this offseason and was really good in the Denver game. So there's certainly room for him on the team, but he was nicked up, and I wasn't sure what was next for old Stacy Coley.
Dude, can you imagine if things start going right for this team and down the road, all of us as a show can celebrate and have one of our top 5 Dia de los Muertos of all time. Just party it up. Remember people who have died before us.
Yeah.
My favorite day of the year will be your guys' funeral. Except for Carla.
And you will call it funeral for a friend.
No, I won't show up.
Hey, if the Vikings win a bunch of games, can you think of how proudly on Flag Day we will be waving our Vikings flags?
Top 10 Flag Day of all time.
Top 10, top 3. 10. Yeah, last year, I'll because of yourself. The 13-3 and the anticipation, honestly, I had the best Flag Day I've ever had in my life. And without Corey Cove and Chris Hockey, I don't know what I would do. Flag Day was so very instrumental in just where we are now.
Did you say flag?
And I also said instrument.
Yeah. Sorry, Carly. Paul Allen. Paul Allen, Carly.
Hello, Carly.
Love Paul.
Sorry.
Paul.
See you, PA.
Bye.
Goodbye.
There he goes.
Thank you.
Matt Weil is the answer to the question. Matt Weil. Carly, how was your Labor Day? Pretty good.
It was top 3.
Top 3, okay.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. It wasn't that exciting, so it wasn't, you know, my best.
A forgettable Labor Day.
And I didn't see you guys.
Right.
You and Chris really didn't inspire you. Labor Day
yep.
special, so.
Yeah. Fan 5 is next. It'll be the top 5 sports stories of just today. That's next.
Come on, everybody. It's the Power Trip Morning Show. Carly Zucker's here. Hi, Carly.
Hello.
Good to see your face, as always.
Oh, really? Is it?
No, it really is. No, I don't know why you lumped me in with old Negative Nelly over there. I
like Carly a lot.
I heard all of you yesterday saying, yeah, isn't it so difficult? She's one of my best friends, but she's just a pain in my ass.
I don't remember saying
say that.
That.
I know
how
that
hockey
is. I have any friends.
Say that.
I don't have any.
Who brings you to this show, Carly?
Gustavus Adolphus College. Hmm. Where, you know what? Kids just moved into their dorms.
Yep.
They're getting ready to start living the life, my friends.
How's the party scene at Gustavus? I don't know if they want that as part of their advertising, but is it a solid social... Let's just say it like that. Is it a nice, solid social scene?
I had a good time.
Okay.
Let's just say...
We'll leave it at that.
I should not say, and I will not say the name of my house that I lived in off campus on the air.
Because it was a party house.
Well, because it has a name that's a little inappropriate.
Can you write it down?
It's the name of a James Bond.
Oh, my gosh. So there were eight of you who stayed there.
There were eight of us.
Got least, it.
And that was the name of our house.
Oh, is my gosh.
Right? Yeah.
Can you give me an address?
Isn't that brilliant? I'm sure the house has been demolished or condemned or something.
Can you tell me why they might have had to do that?
Because there were eight girls living there, and it was a fun time. Let's just say that.
Paul is
so many good stories.
Actively trying to figure out how the number eight factors into a James Bond film. Hmm. You're almost there.
You lived at a house called Odd Job?
Wow.
Or Jaws?
I've had that before.
Yes.
Could I ask you a question, though, about that name without saying the name?
Mm-hmm.
Was that a self-imposed nickname, or did I actually think it's worse than.
So anytime you move into a house out there, unless it comes with some historic name that has been there for years, which some, like the zoo. There was a house called the zoo. There was a house called the boathouse. They're all just different party houses.
I lived in a house called Farts.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Who lived there?
Our house had no name. And so when we moved in.
Eight gals.
We got to name it.
My guess
our parents were proud.
I bet they
my guess when they came is to visit. That is a historically popular house at Gustavus.
It was.
I bet it was.
So many stories.
Think of though, if you really thoroughly disliked one of the other seven gals, you almost were required to let them stay or immediately replace her with another gal.
Yeah.
Because you can't have seven, you can't have nine.
We had to have eight.
Has to be eight.
That's all we could fit in the house, though.
That's too many gals.
Nope.
Fire code.
Nope.
That's so
okay,
random.
So Gustavus is very proud.
Was it awful, though, having, like, giant group showers, like, where you never felt like you had privacy?
Yeah, and when you break it down for us, talk slow.
Yeah.
Does that stuff happen, or is that just guys' dreams that don't actually take
you guys
place?
Just kiss each other?
Probably.
Yeah, you guys have pillow fights?
Pillow talk, great point.
Yeah, just like
probably not as you're thinking of it, but there are some stories. There are stories.
Well, go ahead.
I wish people listened to podcasts because then we could do one.
We could do a full podcast on this. Yes, because
I don't think anybody listens.
There
to
are
those.
Some fascinating stories out of that house. But Gustavus College is mostly a place to go for a great education.
Of course, of course, that's where you went.
And a solid social scene, so you can learn how to be a responsible adult and have fun at the same time, and still have excellence.
It's all about the excellence. Yep. Community service, being your best, go to Gustavus. And it is a great time.
Well said. One of those work-life balances that little B loves, right? Work hard at school, but
that's what I do.
Balance your social life as well.
I graduated cum laude.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fan 5 is brought to you by Continental Diamond and ContinentalDiamond.com.
That's a weird drink from Starbucks.
Yeah, but you always ask for extra froth. Froth that
I'm
up
sorry,
a bit.
Sir, you want what? I don't know.
Just
Carly
take it out back.
Oh, my
God. Fan 5.
It's high in sodium, though.
The Houston Astros beat the Twins 4-1, like everybody else seems to do. And
they're
Kyle
so
Gibson,
bad.
7 innings, 4 hits, 4 runs, 5 strikeouts. Look it up on your phone. Houston only had 4 hits, but 2 of them were home runs. Up next, same two teams tonight on the mound for the Astros. Mr. Kate Upton himself, Justin Verlander. Kate Upton versus the Twins.
The Twins are going to lose 90 games. But, let's talk about Kate Upton.
Kate Upton, very pregnant.
What do you think
I
of,
forgot she was pregnant.
What do you think of her, Carly?
Oh, I really like her.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Who doesn't? Is it Ben?
I feel like she's always been super positive about her body. And
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
how can you not be?
Yeah, have you seen it?
That's not
but
fair.
But, I mean, she's not
tiny.
She's not, she's not stereotypical, I feel like, for what Victoria's Secret models were or what models were of years ago. She is more flesh on her.
Sure.
Which is stellar.
Yes. Yeah. And I think that was Ben's point. Is Ben just said he understands she's a 10, but when it comes to Sports Illustrated swimsuit cover models, I think she's been on 3 times now.
Yeah.
And he's just like, well, you know, could we, I don't know, can we
move on a little bit?
You know, well, I think.
Yeah. Well, he's a 10.
Yeah.
It's weird when 10s go after 10s.
Yes. It's like 10-on-10 crime. Leave him alone.
Yeah.
Maybe she's just not Ben's type, which is fine.
Yeah. Maybe.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Maybe Ben doesn't have eyes.
He's only got eyes for one woman.
I would guarantee you she's Ben's, or Ben.
You're going to get there. You're going to get there.
No, it's okay.
Type?
You got this, buddy.
Ben's her type.
Yes.
Ben's handsome.
He's a pretty man.
He's not bad looking.
He's a pretty man. Your husband's pretty man.
He's a babe.
Ben's way prettier.
You think so, really?
Yeah.
I don't know. I like the gruffness of the beard on Jason.
Me too.
Yeah. Oh, wow. He's a very pretty man.
Scale of 1 to 10, how much rage when Jason clean shaven, completely, like just gets rid of all of the beard?
I wouldn't be around him.
Yep. Yeah.
Not even
There's
at all.
There's so many wives. My wife's the same way. She doesn't want to be in the same county as me in general.
Yeah.
Period. Yeah.
If I ever get even remotely close to shaving all the way, which I don't like either, it's legitimately like a vampire looking at a cross.
The first time I saw Jason like that, I didn't even recognize him.
Really? And you threw up in your mouth.
Yeah, I was so gross.
Well, that really seems mean.
He looks too young.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he makes me feel like when we go out, I look like his mom.
What is he, 15 years younger than you?
That's not funny.
When's the last time you shaved?
Five?
That's not funny. Yesterday, thank you. Mm.
I think you're great, Carly, and I think you're beautiful and young.
Yeah, right.
I do.
Yeah, what?
You guys all owe me one compliment besides meat sauce, who's super nice to me all the time.
I'm kind to you all the time.
I know, that's what I said.
He stabbed you right in the back.
No, Carly, no. She's not on my list. Mm-mm. What's he doing?
Oh, he's typing.
What are you looking at?
Google mapping how far it is to that place in Gustavus.
Mm.
Yeah, but Corey, it's 8 ladies.
Oh, never mind. Delete.
Trying to think of other names of houses down there.
Oh, God.
Nope. Oh, the clinic.
Oh, God.
Med students?
No, mostly soccer players.
Really? So they had...
Oh, gross.
The barn.
They did exams.
Ew.
Yeah.
I guess
I think they were the reason you went to the clinic. Right.
The New York Jets named rookie quarterback Sam Darnold their starter, and he'll be the youngest opening day quarterback in NFL history at 21 years old, 97 days.
That's amazing.
Is it?
Yeah. I mean, think about it. It's amazing when you think about it.
Okay.
How else do people think about it?
Not think about it. Mm. Like, no, focus right on something that. Else.
Yep.
Like how great their Labor Day was.
I hadn't thought about it, so I get what you're saying. When you think, now I'm thinking about it, and I think it's wonderful.
So you had not decided whether or not it was amazing or not amazing until you thought about it.
Then I thought about it.
Right. And then you thought?
It's amazing.
Awesome.
Yeah. See?
I'm
makes so much
something.
Sense.
Yeah. Right.
The Wild's first preseason game is less than 2 weeks away. Monday, September 17th, they are at the Winnipeg Jets.
That is crazy. How is it hockey season?
It's always.
So when's camp?
I think it's
4 days before that, or
13th or something. They do testing.
I think a week from today.
They only have a couple days before that first preseason game.
Shocking. Jason and I are playing golf all week.
I hate to do this to you guys because I don't like doing stuff like this. But can I be serious with you for a minute?
No,
of course.
What was the name of that test that he did again to make sure what he was allergic to and stuff?
The MRT test.
Yeah. Yeah, and regular Joe's and Janet can do those too, right?
Of course, yeah.
Ben
I mean, the problem with that test is that I believe it is expensive and it's not covered by anything.
Right,
so it's
right.
an out-of-pocket test and it's expensive.
I think that was the most popular question asked of me at the fair is what that thing was called.
Are you serious?
I'm not even kidding you because everybody wants to know what they're allergic to. And I can understand why, you know?
And there are other tests to take that'll give you an idea of it. This one is just the most, I believe, from what I've read and what I've talked to people about that have knowledge of this, is that it's the most correct. It's going to give you the most accurate results.
Right. And one more time, what the name of it is?
MRT test.
And can you give me like a ballpark? No, it's okay. Nobody's
thousands?
I think it's like $1,000.
Oh, 1,000?
Yeah, okay, but
put hockey down for two.
Well, listen.
Well, yeah, hockey would get 6 of them just for fun.
I'm 47. Yeah. I expect to live at least another 10 years.
Ooh,
you know what I mean?
I don't know
so,
about
like,
that.
I mean, I would want to, if I'm, like, with Ben talking about how he ate chicken all the time and he found out he shouldn't be eating chicken, you know, that kind of thing. I think that's what he said.
But what if you took the test? Like, what if I took the test and they said, these chicken fingers are killing you, dude? Like, that's really bad for you. Like, what if your favorite food is essentially a problem for you? Would you want to know?
Yes.
Why? And the thing is, you'd be feeling something. Yeah, do you know what I mean? Like, people take it mostly because they're feeling something's wrong. If you feel great and fine,
then who cares?
Then you're fine. And also, you might have an intolerance, but you don't need to cut it out.
Yeah.
It's because you don't need to perform at your highest level. If you want to, then maybe you should. But if you're sleeping fine and you're not having problems, then don't worry about it.
Yeah, right.
Really?
It's the people that are having issues.
Well, I feel perfect.
These guys sleep well. They have a Sleep Number bed.
Yeah, we sleep really well together.
As long as they have a good Labor Day.
Everything.
For some reason, people are telling me that it sounded like you said $7,000.
It's $1,000.
Yeah. Not 7,000.
It's 1,000.
Hockey spent that on wench outfits.
Did you hear about this, Carly?
It's true.
I did. I want to see. I really want to see the picture.
Oh, you haven't seen the picture?
No, I haven't seen the picture. Did you tweet it?
Right now. No, I didn't do that.
Okay.
But my wife did, I think.
I really want to see it.
Okay, I'll send it to you right now. In case you weren't listening yesterday, and I don't know why you would have been, it was Labor Day. And
no,
everybody
I was listening in the morning.
Well, yeah, but
yeah.
It was you. You were the only person listening.
Is that a deal breaker, Carly? Like, what if Jason had come to you, early on in your dating and said, hey, look, this is weird, but I'm into live-action role-playing, like, on an adult level. Like, I want to be, like, an elfish warrior, and I need you to be my wenches, like, princess. That's, like, my thing. I'm going to have to save you from dragons and castles and, basically like Leslie Knope and Ben Wyatt from Parks and Rec, where they do live-action role-playing.
I'm not into that.
Okay, so that would have been a deal breaker, despite the beard.
But what if you enjoyed it? If you tried it
but
one
here's
time,
the
28 pack or whatever
really,
you claim he has.
If that's really what makes him happy, I'm willing to try.
Wow.
See,
and I'm willing to.
That's so
weird
to
hear. And if I find it somewhat enjoyable, I mean, I don't have to love it. It doesn't have to be my favorite thing, but I will participate to make him happy.
If somebody just tuned in, they could be thinking you're thinking of talking about something completely different, you know?
Can I ask you a question?
Just cast a spell or two.
Like if he likes it a lot, I'll try it once.
What if your husband says, hey, we're going to go to the Ren Fest and I'm going to buy $50 dragon ears?
Mm.
Does that make you happy?
It made me happy.
Then please, buy two pairs.
I'll send you a picture of that as well.
Oh, I think I saw that on Twitter.
That was nonsense.
You don't want to see it again?
Yeah. Ask him how much those cost.
Look
how hot they are.
Oh, my.
I know, right? That's what I'm saying. Money well spent, right?
Money well spent. Wowza.
Yeah, right?
Wow.
I know.
Do you know how much he spent on those?
It doesn't matter, does it?
$500 a piece.
Close.
See, I got a deal. I told you guys. $300 a piece. But it was their birthdays.
Oh, wow.
Carly, just think of this. My wife's birthday is in June.
My wife's birthday is in 2 weeks.
You get those two gals, right? The wenches that Chris took at the Ren Fair. The wenches, you, and five more chicks move into an apartment. Reality TV series.
Yeah, I would watch. You know who would watch?
Yeah, I would.
Rosie.
Rosie would watch.
I don't know if he'd make it through the whole episode.
He LARPs.
Oh, yeah. Rosie live action role plays. He wears dragon wings on his crank.
Yep.
Oh my God. Is that right? He does that?
Yeah, it's called he calls it the hidden dragon trick.
I breathe fire.
Wow.
Yeah, that's what. Then he goes to the clinic and hangs out with the soccer players.
Is that right?
Yeah. See, it all goes
full. Holy crap!
Full rectangle. Circle.
See, now we get to ask you all of the reasons why those places were called those places off the air.
Okay.
And then we'll do a podcast and six people will listen to it.
Yeah, no one listens. It's not the way.
The Power Trip Morning Show returns with Carly Zucker right after this on The Fan.
Live without a cable or satellite subscription. Get it all with 50 plus of your favorite channels live on Hulu. Start your free trial today at Hulu.com. That's Hulu.com. Restrictions apply.
Good morning, everybody. Power Trip Morning Show. Thanks for tuning in. Coach Mike Zimmer on the release of our friend Brian Robinson.
It was just an organizational decision that we felt like those two young guys had a chance to be good players. And, obviously it's tough about Brian, who's, since I've been here, he's been a great mentor, a good player, worked hard every day. Unfortunately, it's part of the NFL.
We'll miss you, B-Rob.
That's pretty ice cold, man.
Yeah, man.
It's hard to get emotion out of Zim.
But unless it's Teddy.
That's pretty cold.
But it does come from time to time.
Do you guys get the feeling that Brian's okay with it, that he kind of knew it was coming and he's okay with this being that being it?
I don't want to speak for him.
Or do you think he wanted to? I didn't know if you guys had talked to him. Or.
Well, and again, I don't know him very. I don't think I've ever met him actually outside of this show. So
are you
Chris,
serious?
I don't think so. Huh. But just my guess is based on the conversations we've had on this show over the last couple of years when we keep asking him about, hey, when are you thinking about retiring? I just get the sense that I think he's smart enough to know that this is just part of it. It's possible that you don't always get to go it on your own terms, and he was going to try to give it a go for one more year. And he had basically told us this is probably it, right? This one year and done, and now it looks like his plan got cut a little bit short, but I assume he understood that was definitely a possibility. But he did not play preseason game number 4.
At all, no.
So it looked like they were
Because the starters typically don't. Yes. So yep.
If you're an important piece of the puzzle, you normally, if you're slated to make the team, you normally sit out.
Got it.
But I don't know. Maybe they don't want him to get hurt either, and they have to pay
him.
They
just knew that was it.
I guess. I don't know.
Okay.
Carly, do you like animated shows?
Sure.
Hawk likes animated porn.
See, that's sure. His little joke.
Do you watch any of them on a frequent basis, or have you at any point of your life?
No.
Simpsons, South Park, anything like that?
I used to watch South Park more when I was like college years.
Back at that house?
Back at that house.
Those seven other
Those
gals?
Those ladies.
Vanity Fair put out a list of the top 30 animated shows since The Simpsons premiered in 89, because The Simpsons are having their 30th season premiere later this month. So 30 years since The Simpsons.
Let's do this.
Right.
Hell yeah.
And so these are the 30 best that are not The Simpsons since The Simpsons came out.
Okay.
And some of these I wanted to discuss because I can't believe a lot of this list.
Hello, Mr. Fancy Pants.
Right.
We can't see the list, so you're going to have to read it.
I will read it to you, yeah. Mm. Let's just start at the top and go backwards. Number one, they have South Park, which I would argue has to be number one. I think it's better than The Simpsons, but that's, of course, not what this list is. So they're saying South Park is the best animated show since The Simpsons came out. Any disagreement?
No. The Simpsons Wales. South Park Wales.
I agree. I love
Great.
It.
Go
the
ahead.
Simpsons was just first.
How about this? Number two. This is Vanity Fair. Number two, BoJack Horseman on Netflix.
Love it.
Brilliant. It's so one good. Of the best shows.
I didn't even know it was a show.
Oh, it's so good, Hawk. It's brilliant.
It's very funny. It's very clever.
Super clever.
It sounds ridiculous, but it's very good.
Have you seen the episode where he has to go underwater?
No.
Oh, that's maybe the most brilliant episode of the whole thing.
Awesome.
Animaniacs, which I never watched. 5 seasons from 1993 to 1998. Animaniacs number 3.
Full of double entendre.
Yeah.
You just can wouldn't remember that
yeah.
song oh. so well.
Animaniacs. Mm-hmm.
Clone High ran for one season on MTV. I've never heard of it. Clone High.
I don't know.
It had historical figures like Abraham Lincoln and Gandhi, apparently.
Oh, that sounds dumb.
Whatever. Number 5, yeah. Daria, which I never liked.
I actually used to watch that quite a bit.
Yeah, my wife liked it, too.
I liked it.
I didn't get into it. I just thought it was so inferior to Beavis and Butthead that I just couldn't get into it.
Yeah, I think it was one of those like stupid watches.
It worked.
Yeah.
Number 6, Rick and Morty.
Oh, great show.
It's fantastic.
Yeah, fantastic.
And by the way, Corey, you were gone. Did you hear the news from our your favorite comedian and our favorite comedian, one of them?
Ooh, no.
Mary Matt?
She's on that show?
No, the people who make that show are doing a new series, and she's one of the main stars.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good for Mary. I love Mary.
She's the best.
Number 7 is another show I don't remember at all. Nickelodeon, 93 to 96. Rocco's Modern Life.
Oh, you don't remember that?
I don't remember
it
at all.
That show was awesome.
I forgot about it. That's a great show.
Hmm. What the hell? What was it about?
He was
Rocco's
Australian.
Rocco's Modern Life.
He's actually here. He's Australian.
He is?
Yeah, he's here.
Oh, well, hey, good day, mate.
Okay.
It's good to talk to you. I'm Rocco. Here's the thing about me modern life. Modern days. Today, I just go around and I...
Yep. Nope. Number 8 is Futurama, which stupid ass Dov likes.
He loves that. He loves The Simpsons. He's like a Simpsons aficionado. He loves that show more than The Simpsons. Hmm. That's too much information about my dumb brother.
Yep. Number 9, Big Mouth, also on Netflix.
So good.
Season 2 hits next month.
Oh, can't
That's
wait.
Right.
Big Mouth.
Oh, man. So Big good. Mouth Whales.
Man, is it inappropriate, but yeah. It's so good.
Yeah, it's super good.
Number 10, these are the 30 best animated shows since The Simpsons debuted, according to Vanity Fair. Number 10 is SpongeBob SquarePants.
What?
Yeah. You know, it's pretty good.
It is pretty good. It's a great kid show.
Is it?
Yeah, I'll jump around, but number 11.
Great point. Jump around.
Thank you.
You're right, it is.
Thank you. Thanks,
huh? Number 11 had its series finale last night, and I didn't watch it, but my daughter has loved it essentially from day one. Adventure Time is incredible.
Yeah.
Super clever, super awesome, very, very different show. I don't know what the prime age for Adventure Time is, maybe like 9-ish, give or take, because it's a little, it's not scary, but it's a little too... high concept for like 4 or 5 year olds. I don't think they get the humor. Man, you get to that 7, 8, 9 seasons. Range. Adventure Time was pretty incredible.
10 seasons. Wow.
Adventure Time is what I call any time Lawyer Lambert and I get a hotel room together.
Oh, what do you guys do?
Gross.
Whatever the adventure for the day is. Sometimes we go exploring. Sometimes I like to snorkel.
Do you like pull things out of a hat?
Gross. Sometimes I do. Did you say hat?
Bob's Burgers was 13th. Beavis and Butthead 22nd.
What?
I know, what a joke.
That's a joke.
How about this? Off the list completely, according to Vanity Fair. Not in the top 30.
What?
Family Guy.
Dumb.
Ren and Stimpy.
Stupid. Oh.
Archer.
Oh. But, come on.
American Dad.
Come on.
Which I don't find that funny.
Yeah.
At all, but
it's okay.
American
Rugrats.
Okay. Oh, King Rugrats. Of the Hill. The best. Was that on
the
there?
King of the Hill the and was 21st.
Baby wants the nanos. Fine. Have the nanos.
What?
Rugrats, man.
Rugrats was
the best.
Okay. Yeah, I watched all these.
Ren and Stimpy was brilliant.
Ren and Stimpy was
way before its time.
Ren and Stimpy was great.
Brilliant. Oh, yeah.
Show. What about Courage the Cowardly Dog? Loved that show.
Who?
You guys never saw Courage the Cowardly Dog?
No.
Yeah, that was funny.
No.
What about Aqua Teen Hunger Force?
Shut
that
your
show
mouth.
Is sweet.
No.
Shut your mouth.
Okay.
Yeah, shut up, Paul.
Shut
what did I do?
Oh, God, it's a long list.
Why are you guys mean?
What are you watching now, Carly?
Yeah, I've really taken a break. You know what comes back soon that I'm excited? Shameless. I like Shameless. Have you ever watched that?
All my neighbors watch Shameless.
It's really good. I like it. I like Emmy Rossum.
My neighbors across the street, Scooter and Fellatio.
Yeah, who Goodness calls sakes. Them that?
That's their names. Fellatio just started watching it because our two next door neighbors recommended it to her. And she had kind of binged watched it the one weekend, and her response to me and my wife Angie was, "I've seen so many boobs this weekend
of Shameless."
Yes.
Oh yeah, there's a lot of boobs.
She said,
especially
she said it's nonstop.
The first few seasons, there's a lot of boobs.
Okay.
Yeah, boobs. Well,
Sauce just downloaded all of it.
There's a lot of sex in it. Like, see a lot of sex happening.
Can I ask you this?
I stopped watching it. It's
I don't know anybody on that show except for William H. Macy. Is
Emmy Rossum?
Yeah. I don't really know her that well, though. I just know the name. Does William H. Macy get down? Because I don't want to watch that.
You actually see his hammerhead in it.
What?
No, but yeah, you see him. You see him get down a couple.
Anyway,
times.
Anyway, how's your sex life?
I don't want to watch that.
Big Mama.
Where?
Yeah, you see a lot of that. Though. A
lot of crank.
My gosh.
A lot of butt slabs. A
lot of butts.
Yep. A lot of boobs.
But otherwise, I don't know. We watch Suits. I know you don't like that show.
My gosh.
Suits.
I like Zoot Suits.
There's nothing on right now.
Are you nuts?
Yeah, there's a lot.
There's Netflix and Prime and Hulu
okay,
and
tell me,
Ozarks.
Give me a show and Ozark. I'll try to watch it. Okay.
Season 2 just debuted on Friday.
Except do yourself a favor, Carly. Do not watch the last 10 minutes of the last episode.
No, she can.
Last 10 minutes of the last
Just don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Just skip what he just said.
Okay.
Pretend that he didn't say that.
Well, now I'm scared.
No. You didn't watch season 1 of Ozark?
No, I've never seen. No, I don't
like
know.
Jason
I don't know what it's about.
Do you like Jason Bateman?
I do.
Just try that. Season 1 Ozark. Jason? You will probably love it.
What?
Season 2. I haven't started season 2 yet. It just came out.
I have a movie you guys need to watch.
Go for it.
Oh, Lockers. Good.
Excuse me.
It was so funny. Hawk, you've got to watch it.
Oh,
I've heard good things.
Song.
I really have.
I went into it so negative because I thought this has got to be a dumb movie. But I love Leslie Mann. I think she's hysterical.
Hilarious.
Correct.
And John Cena is actually a really, really funny guy, too.
He's normally good, is too.
Yeah.
So
I think he's always really good. And so we had, Sophia was at a cabin. We had nothing to do. Time on our hands. So we watched Blockers, and it was, we laughed so hard.
That sounds like a Jason choice that he picked it.
No.
No.
It was it has 83% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, because I've heard good things.
Just watch it. Just watch it.
Did he watch Burn Notice, too?
Probably, yeah. He watches terrible shows. I've tried to see
Psych?
Him.
Did he watch Psych?
He doesn't like Game of Thrones. But he does, he's not good with TV, I'll tell you that.
Why?
Because he chooses really terrible shows. That's okay.
Okay.
Shameless, huh? Everybody says it's really, really good.
I think you should try it.
I guess Emmy Rossum is leaving that show, though, now.
Yeah,
it's going to keep going.
Season 9. So...
9 seasons?
The show's not hitting the wall yet?
After 9?
I don't know. We'll have to see after this season, but I haven't found that yet. How about this? I tried Breaking Bad because you suggested it, and I watched all of it. Can you please just try Shameless?
Oh, man. Don't watch it, Corey.
I got to catch up on Mr. Robot. There's like 3 shows I got ahead of anything new.
Well, I didn't see Ozark is one. But just how about in the next few months? Before Christmas? You watch one episode.
Do you see William H. Macy's ass?
You see his...
I'm sure.
Damn it.
You see his hammerhead.
You've already said that. We know.
Listen, you just sit at home all day. Just watch the show.
I'm working.
No, you're not.
Yeah, come on.
The Power Trip Morning Show returns after this on The Fan.
Good morning, everybody. It's The Power Trip Morning Show. One final segment with Carly Zucker. You know, I got to say, I'm going to throw out a little bit of love and congratulations and continuing good work to the people of the Minnesota Vikings. Today is the season kickoff kids press conference at the University of Minnesota Masonic Children's Hospital. Okay. You guys familiar? You know what I'm talking about? So there's players there and the kids get to ask questions. It's a cool thing. I'm lucky enough to be the MC today.
I got to MC that.
Yeah, right. It's the best, right?
It's the best, yeah.
Listen to the players that have agreed to come out today for this. Everson Griffin, Kyle Rudolph, Adam Thielen, Xavier Rhodes. Right? I mean, the Vikings, they don't just talk a good game. They come out to support the hospital. That's the best ever, man. That's cool. So that'd be fun. Kiddos get to ask all the questions today. It's going to be fun. So good job, Vikings, and good job.
Yeah, it's an incredible thing for the kids. After we did that the first time during the Super Bowl, and Brett Favre came out for it.
That's awesome.
Families still talk, when we go to the hospitals, families still talk about that moment and how cool that was for the kids. Big names agree to go on. That's really cool.
So that'll be fun today.
Yeah, have a blast.
That'll the kids will love it. That'll be great. Hey, we were talking about TV when we went to break. I'm excited because tonight is the debut of a show that I'm glad it's happening because I loved the original series so much. The spinoff of Sons of Anarchy, Mayans, tonight at 9 o'clock on, FX, on FX. Mm. So if you liked Sons of Anarchy, apparently this is just like the exact same universe. In fact, Katie Sagal, who was the mom on Sons of Anarchy, appears every now and again on this show. But the Mayans were like a different biker gang than the Sons of Anarchy. So instead of being about Sons of Anarchy, they just moved the lens over to the Mayans.
Oh, really?
So that'd be interesting. I'm looking forward to it. It was one of the most violent shows on TV ever. I mean, a couple of the deaths were legitimately hard to watch. So anyway, so that's happening tonight, 9 o'clock on FX. You guys don't seem to care, but it's going to be fun.
I never watched Sons of Anarchy.
I didn't either.
Loved it. I think, you know what, Carly? I can guarantee you would like that show. I guarantee that you would like that show.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I have a couple shows to start now.
Do you like Duluth?
I love Duluth.
I'm glad to hear it. They're expecting that a new type of tourism is coming to Duluth. I was reading a story in the Star Tribune today that cruise lines on Lake Superior are going to begin this coming year, and they expect it to be a booming thing for the city of Duluth.
Hmm. Sweet.
People from all over the world cruising around on Lake Superior on big old boats and then coming into Duluth.
Paul, your hands up.
Like... cruise ships, or like you can, like you go around like Lake Superior, like they're going to do cruises from Miami to Duluth?
No.
Or they just get on a cruise ship and cruise around.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, but there's plenty of cities to visit on Lake Superior.
Can you like shut up?
Which one of us?
Someone in the frequently asked questions on a cruise website will have asked that. I'm just looking.
So they, the Greek Isle, so let's just say they start in Greece.
Yeah.
And then they make their way to Duluth.
Yeah. Duluth to Greece. 24 days.
Yeah. Go relax.
6 months.
Great point.
I've heard people say that Alaskan cruises are incredible as well, but I don't know. But if I'm going on a cruise, I want it to be 100 degrees.
Yeah.
Well, that turn the heat up in your room.
That would turn me away from cruises a Great are fun. Lakes cruise.
We should do one. I'll buy.
A power trip cruise? People would be so sick.
I would like it.
That ship about? Would be
Whoa.
Disgusting.
Think of the house you stayed
all
at
that
in college.
Is disgusting.
Right. I didn't say it was sanitary.
Oh my gosh, gross. What would be wrong with a power trip cruise? We've actually talked about doing that. We have a bigger idea for next year.
Now you're making us
You realize everybody's trapped on the boat, right?
I like the boats.
Yeah. Right. Well, it'll be fun.
Until you get off for excursions and go drink margs.
Yeah, then get on the boat and throw up those margs.
That would be the first time Chris could actually say, oh, hi, Marg, and it would make sense because he'd be talking to his drink.
Don't say that.
Yeah, say it. Say, oh, hi, Marg.
Oh, hi, Marg.
Oh, hi, Marg.
Oh, hi, Marg.
Okay, now pretend you're looking right at a margarita. Go.
Oh, hi, Marg.
See, then he said it with a K.
What's wrong with him?
I've never been on a cruise. I have no desire to be on a cruise.
Why? Motion sickness?
No. I've been on boats. I just don't have any desire to be on a cruise.
Why? I'm sorry.
Yeah, sorry.
How do you
Seriously?
Know
That's
tried
a question?
It's
They're
kind of awesome.
Yeah, they're
Have
fun.
You not read the stories of them being trapped in the middle of the sea?
Well, yeah, planes crash once in a while, too. That doesn't mean you don't get on a plane.
Yeah. Right. Haven't you heard about, like, shark attacks? Doesn't mean you're going to get attacked.
Yeah, cars get flat tires.
Right.
You guys, this happens all the time.
Carly,
all the
we have a giant plan for next year that we'll tell you off air that will be more in your wheelhouse than a cruise.
Yes. I need to plan for this.
Yes. So,
yeah.
Well, you got a year.
Okay.
So That's you great. Should be good.
I'll be good.
There's an article today on CNN Travel about the best nude beaches in the world.
Go on.
Mm. Did you know that there was a nude beach in California?
No.
Apparently, the best nude beach in the world is in La Jolla, California, which is actually, looks like it should be pronounced La Jolla. But I'm pretty sure it's pronounced La Jolla. It's called Black's Beach, set beneath the 100-meter high cliffs of Torrey Pines.
Oh, I've played golf there.
So people can just play golf and peek over the ledge? And
we don't care.
Yeah.
See some...
Man, San Diego whales.
Yeah, it's pretty whaley.
There's some parts.
Yeah. What?
Consult the nude beach.
Lots of nude pools in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's one that's...
Optional?
Yeah.
Optional. I like that phrase.
It's called Top-tional.
Do you feel comfortable going topless in public, Carly?
Sure.
Really?
I mean, how public? Then not the grocery store.
Rosie's
no,
house?
But I mean, like if you were...
What if it was a nice grocery store like Byerly's?
like the Whole Foods where everybody feels all natural anyway.
Yeah, right. And then
so when you go to one of these
the
Top-tional pools, because I've never been to
I didn't go.
I've never been to a Vegas pool, let alone in a clothing optional
You've
one.
You've never been to a pool?
Not in Vegas, not
really?
Once.
Really?
Right, because you wouldn't
gamble.
You wouldn't man cabana with me.
Yeah, I wouldn't man cabana.
If you took a couple of breaks, you wouldn't be out of money.
Good point. Yeah. Is perception reality though when it comes to optional pools? Is it's not tens walking around right?
In Vegas?
Yeah, it depends on the wind.
Is it really?
Oh, it's tens.
The wind one is.
There's nines and tens that are just walking around.
There's nines and tens just serving at these pools,
and they're topless too.
The wind pool is phenomenal.
But there has to be some fours that walk in thinking that this would be fun.
Well, yeah, I'm there.
The egos are big in Vegas. Everybody, it looks like a 10.
Right.
With their top off in Vegas.
A lot of, Hawk would love it.
Well, no, I'm
You've never
man.
Been to a Top-tional? Yeah, man, dang it. It's Tuesday and Rosie's not here. We could ask him about it.
No.
He's been to all
But he's on the show today with Fleck. So that's good news.
Yeah, but
seems like an appropriate thing for them.
You guys were on a cruise ship.
We were on a power trip cruise for sure.
We were
that had a optional deck.
Yes.
Right? Didn't Rosie go up there?
Yes.
What was he was going up there for?
He's a good son
to read the paper.
Yeah, he read the newspaper up there because it was the closest part to the sun. Yeah.
Did you guys see him?
We did. We said, Rosie, where are you going? He's like, I couldn't find a seat down here.
Yeah, he went up and he was fine. When he came down, it looked like he was smuggling a salami.
He knocked everything over on his way down. Whoops, sorry. Whoops, sorry. Sorry. Pardon me. Whoops, sorry.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, there were people doing the limbo. Because, under Rosie.
Wow.
They did, they thought that it was the limbo contest when he came downstairs.
Very popular on cruise
ships. Yeah, it really is.
Mm-hmm.
Man, good for Rosie.
You know what, Carly? I'm surprised that you don't like cruises. I would think
no,
you would.
Not
and I'm
bit.
Sad to hear that you don't, because we were going to invite you on a power trip cruise.
Nope, thanks.
You wouldn't go even if it was free and it was like fun?
Would it define fun?
Well, we're going to drink and gamble and be on the nude deck. with Rosie doing a limbo.
Yep.
D-E-C-K.
The rooms are shockingly small, aren't they? Like 200 square feet?
Well, it depends on if you stay with Eric Guide or not.
Yeah, that's an inside joke. Yeah.
Thank you.
You were talking about TV, and then we moved off of it for a second. This is the kind of TV I would watch.
Ooh.
There's a TV station in West Virginia, an NBC affiliate.
Ooh.
WSAZ.
Yeah, Saz.
What's that?
What kind of music do they play, Hawk?
Oh, they play rock and roll, but it's a TV station.
TV station. Thanks for listening, dumbass.
I 100% am not.
So there's a woman named Erica Bivens, and she is an anchor at that NBC affiliate. And then a woman named Chelsea Ambrose does the weather. So you got an anchor and a weather lady, right?
Mm-hmm.
They were out at a bar last week, and Erica accused Chelsea of flirting with her husband, and then Chelsea shoved Erica. They both fell down. Oh. Erica wound up with a ruptured eardrum and a fractured skull.
Oh,
it's not funny.
Rosie.
So I don't, no offense to these two gals, I don't really care about that. But when I read that story this morning, all I could think about is like, what if this was Frank and Rosie? Like, what if they were at a bar fighting over Amelia and Rosie fractured his skull and ruptured an eardrum? Because
Amelia and Rosie were fighting over Frank.
Or they were fighting over Frank. Or since it was a weatherman, like, what if Chris Schaefer and Frank went at it?
I like when Rosie's there.
Because Chris Schaefer was flirting with Amelia.
Because Rosie would yell inappropriate things.
Such as?
Not
that.
Why don't these things happen in our town?
I know. Why can't we just get lucky?
I want this to happen. I don't want anyone to get permanently injured. Well, but
speak for yourself.
Yeah.
Nobody asked you.
Yeah, no one.
It's true.
I don't know. That's pretty aggressive. I mean, is that lady going to be okay with the cracked skull and stuff? Know.
Corey doesn't care.
No, why would Corey
care? Seems like he didn't care.
It's not him. Why would he care?
My daughter had a fractured skull last year. That I cared about. Some random gal I've never heard about. Doesn't do much for me.
Why are you pointing at me frantically?
Yeah. Never mind.
What was
that? Did I miss something?
No.
It's the cutest thing ever, by the way, when you have a 4-year-old who has a fractured skull in her past.
Sound like
that part's not the cute part.
No.
But anytime she gets anywhere near other kids, she loves making a big announcement like, by the way, I have a bonked head.
Aww.
So nobody bonk my head again.
Stop.
Oh, yeah. She likes to make the big announcement. She gets on a trampoline. She'll be like, I have a bonked head. So please don't anybody bonk it again. Yeah,
she's so cute.
And she tries to explain how her skull got fractured, and she doesn't quite understand it yet. Because I don't think she understands what a skull is. Kid doesn't even understand skulls.
You know who's from Skull Island?
No, besides your
sister.
King
Kong.
King Kong, that's right.
Do you have a story about King Kong?
Yeah, Hockey cried to the newest King Kong movie.
Oh, of course, it's sad. No, I mean, he's ripped from his home. He's in love with a little blonde haired girl. Looks. Well,
I cried at the end of Blockers.
Did you really?
I did.
No wonder you and Chris are friends.
Chris, please watch it and then text me and let me know if you cry at the end. You'll understand why. You'll cry.
She's warm. She's
kind. You'll understand. I cried. Jason looked over and could not believe it. I was crying.
She's a mother.
I didn't realize it was also a sad movie.
I didn't know it was sad. Now I don't know if I want to watch it then.
He cried during Rampage.
No, it's just that the end's a little bit sad.
Yeah, he'll cry. Guarantee
you'll cry.
Yeah. Cried at Rampage.
Overall funny.
He cried at the new Jumanji.
That's a really good film. Especially when Jack Black's trying to learn how to use his privates. It's very funny. Very funny.
You guys have sleep number beds? You guys sleep like angels?
I sleep like an angel. I do. I literally grow wings
or angles,
in the middle of the night.
Some of the rest of us have a hard time falling asleep, though. Carly, do you have a hard time falling asleep or not?
We also have a sleep number.
Everybody been
that! Sky, you ma!
Yeah!
Skull!
But there's a new drink called, I'm going to say, some sleep, I guess?
Yeah, that's right. It's some sleep.
S-O-M?
It's some, as in you get some sleep. For real.
Sometimes you
know what it is.
It's supposed to make you fall asleep in 30 minutes or less, but it has not been approved by the FDA. But a 4-pack costs you $10.
Yeah,
and a bunch of celebrities are getting behind it.
It probably has some sort of sleeping, like Ambien in it.
Who cares?
It sounds like it's the opposite of 5-hour energy because it's berry flavored. It's got a bunch of vitamins and supplements. It sounds like instead of just waking you up, this is the downer. This puts you down.
Yeah, if I don't need that because of my great bed, but if I did, here's $100.
You know what, dude? I literally can be asleep in 2 minutes.
Me
I'm
too.
The fastest sleeper in the
I think
history
that,
of man.
Me too. I think that's a radio thing because
really?
We get up so
Jeez,
early. Yes. I can fall asleep in 60 seconds in the loudest room in the world if I really want to.
Something that drives my wife crazy that I like to do besides breathe.
And
have thoughts.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Is
your own
I like to say, watch this. and then I go to sleep like almost immediately.
What?
I'm not kidding. I do that. I mean, if I'm really close to sleep, I'm like, hey, babe, watch this. And then I just zonk. I'm gone. She hates me for that.
Is that the only thing she hates you for?
No, she hates me for a lot.
My hunch is she hates any sentence that you start with, watch this.
Yeah, any, yes.
That's my wife.
Yeah.
I have a hard time falling asleep at night in bed, but I mean, I can fall asleep anywhere.
Especially like, behind the wheel.
Jeez,
you've fallen asleep behind the wheel.
I've fallen asleep at Jason's games. Like,
oh, yeah, they're boring.
Full on asleep.
Are you serious?
Where one of the wives had to be like, oh my God, wake up.
Mm.
Yeah.
I was pregnant at the time, so it's like you're extra tired, but I was out.
But obviously the horn wasn't going off waking you up.
Definitely was not.
Ouch.
There's not because a lot of cheering.
Drunk.
Not a lot of cheering.
You said you were pregnant.
No, I was pregnant. Oh, okay. So.
Yeah, what's wrong with you, Hugs?
I just asked a question, didn't I?
But the answer is no, I was not.
Okay, good.
Really drunk. No, I was not passed out. I was sleeping.
Interesting. I like to
sleep. I could sleep anywhere.
Sleep's my favorite.
I could sleep right here.
Yeah, me too.
Sleepy in Wales. I'm going to do it in like 2 hours.
Yeah, no, today looks like an awesome nap day.
Today's a perfect nap day.
Right, the kids are back in school.
Right.
So
all I got to do is
get the house to myself.
She'll take a dump.
There's no way my wife wants to talk to me.
That's true.
And she's at Target.
She's probably at Target running up a gigantic bill.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. I want to sleep that away, too.
Mm. Wake up, pretend that didn't happen.
Wales.
Kind of raining out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't be buried with it. Just spend it.
Right.
Spend it, man. Get another job if you need more.
You don't even have a red card.
No, thank you.
Neither do I.
Oh, then just spend 5% more than me. No big deal.
Can have it.
Carly, you're an American treasure. Despite what Bruce Boudreau said about you yesterday, I like you.
Thanks,
you seem
guys.
Nice.
It's really nice.
See you in a week?
Yeah, I'll be back next week.
Yay!
All right, now when we go off here, we're going to tell you our travel plan for next year, and you can
I'm
tell
so
us all
excited.
Those horrific
yeah,
stories
yeah.
from your college days.
Sounds good.
Power Trip Morning Show back tomorrow, 5:30 to 9. Paul Allen is next.
Podcast of today's show, visit the Power Trip Morning Show channel on the iHeartRadio app or go to KFAN.com.